Live from the International Agri Center in Tulare, California, it's the 52nd Annual World Ag Expo on 940 ESPN. Sponsored by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank, local partners, limitless potential. And now, here is your host, Paul Leffler.
You know, this has been such a great experience this week out here at the World Ag Expo in beautiful Tulare, California. A little breezier today than it has been, so if you hear a little wind in our microphones, that's what it's all about. But what a privilege it has been to showcase the green V behind the red wave. And you know, if you grow up on a farm, you have ways of improvising. You have that ingenuity. You solve problems. And I'm seeing it right now because I've got a farm kid next to me who I was hanging out with yesterday and last night at the Save Mart Center. And when I say the wind in the microphone, I look over and he's holding a 940 ESPN ball cap to shield his microphone from the wind. That's some farmer ingenuity right there, Coach Q.
Well, thank you, Pablo. I was just trying to figure out a way so I can hear you and be heard.
Well, a lot of people have heard a lot of impressive characters the last couple days. I said it's been such a privilege. We were here 3 hours yesterday, 3 hours the day before, with guests like Coach Pat Hill, Terry Toomey, Burt Watts from the football team, Tom Mendoza, the most outstanding player of the College World Series. We had the wrestling coach, Troy Steiner, out here, Natalie Benson, Fresno State's water polo coach, former Bulldog quarterback Ryan Colburn, Josh Lavandera, a big leaguer. You heard from Devin Nunes, who, of course, is from Tulare and is in Washington, D.C., and from the other side of the aisle, Jim Costa, Fresno congressman, will join us later today. Also on today, we're going to hear from Coach Q for quite a while. We had a great basketball game to call last night, and we'll talk about that. Coming up at 11:15, Casey Tharp from E.M. Tharp Incorporated, the transportation people, is going to sit in with us. We have been enjoying his luxurious location here at the World Ag Expo for the last 3 days. It's right next to Building C. So if you're here already or if you're coming this way, come find us. And, Coach, I got a big tip from my wife's stepmother yesterday.
All right.
She said, don't leave without getting the peach cobbler.
I got it yesterday.
Oh, you didn't tell me? You're holding out on me?
You told me you weren't eating sweets this month.
Well, I mean, you bought me lunch. You gave me that great ribeye sandwich from the Sundale Elementary booth. But
after the game, I merged together with that cobbler, and it was outstanding. Me and Big Pat, I got Big Pat one. I think he ate his by the time we walked from the booth, man.
Well, I'm on a mission to take one back for my mother-in-law today. She said to put a whole cube of butter on it. I don't know if that's true, but that sounds pretty tasty. So much great food to eat, so many incredible exhibits to see. They have over 1,500 exhibitors at the World Ag Expo, over 2.5 million square feet of exhibition space. It's the biggest event of its kind in the world that happens every year. This is the 52nd year, but the first year that we've been down here for 940 ESPN, talking Bulldogs, talking Ag, talking the green V behind the red wave. And some of the folks we'll have on today to talk about that. I mentioned Casey Tharp. We'll have Taylor Hillman from AgNet West. If you listen to our station in the early mornings, you hear those farm reports. We'll talk about that. And some of the headliners from this event, including the director of NASA, who was a keynote speaker here and had some pretty impressive things to share. Steve Malanka and Eric Wilson from My Job Depends on Ag will join us later. There's a Bulldog connection, too. Steve, a longtime leader in the Fresno State Quarterback Club, supporting the football program. Just saw some young ladies from my hometown of Las Banas, and they have done some tremendous things for our veterans with Central Valley Honor Flight. They're doing it again next month, and they'll tell you about that. Dr. Joseph Castro, the president of Fresno State, will be with us at 12:30. If you've never met him, come say hello. He'll be here from 12:30 to 1. If you have questions for him, get on Twitter. Use that hashtag, AskAg, and we'll pass those along. We'll also hear from some folks with the Jordan College of Agriculture at Fresno State. From College World Series hero Chris Tomlinson, who's from this area and now works in ag, at 1:30 we'll talk with Don Pereira and Bill Vogt of Ultra Grow Plant Food. Don's been a big proponent of the Ag One Foundation. He's a Fresno State grad. And then at 1:45, Jim Costa, our congressman from Fresno, on the phone from Washington, D.C. He is on the Ag Committee in the House of Representatives, and I'm sure he'll have plenty to say. We may have another special guest on the phone at some point today. We shall see. But I'm so glad that Coach Q could come back. He previewed the battle with Boise State yesterday for us, and today, Coach, we get to break it down. Did you expect that down-to-the-wire thriller that we ended up with, a 65-63 Bulldog victory?
No, I thought that it was going to end up being Fresno State taking a significant lead with about 7 or 8 minutes to go.
Like the game in Boise.
Like the game in Boise. And so I was hoping that that would happen, but, boy, it got down to the wire, and I looked up, and I thought, man, we're going to be in an overtime situation. Thrilling game. You know, Coach Hudson said it best, and I even talked to Coach Brown after the game. They just win. Whether it's by a lot or they keep figuring out ways to win, and that, it's an exciting team to watch.
Well, you say just win here in Tulare, and people think Raiders. This is a big-time Raider town, Tulare, California. We talked Raiders a little bit yesterday with Terry Toomey, the athletic director.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk to Dr. Castro about that
later.
I hope
you do, because I really want to hear. I don't know much about it, but it would be exciting to have a pro team at least play a few games here in Fresno.
Well,
what it does for the economy and what it does for the hotels and morale. Maybe they do some improvements to the stadium for it, like they're doing at USC for the Trojans with the Rams. You know, I don't know all the details, but boy, I sure would like to hear what Dr. Castro has to say.
Well, and we'll ask. And Terry addressed it candidly yesterday. Of course, when the news comes out and says Tucson and Birmingham are in the mix, you say, why not Fresno?
Why not us?
But you said just win. And Coach Hudson and this Bulldog basketball program have been doing that. 18-6, 9-3 in Mountain West play, tied for second place in the conference. It wasn't the biggest crowd yesterday, a little over 5,500, but man, were they into it. And man, did the Dogs need them down the stretch.
Yes.
If you were listening on the radio, you heard why we love having Coach Q on our team so much. He sees things coming before they happen, and we've got a pretty prime example of that, one of the highlights from last night's game. Thanks to our buddy Russell Cook in downtown Fresno. You get to listen to that right now. Bulldogs by a point, 20 seconds left. The crowd deafening.
Oh,
the Broncos throw it away.
Bittner
had the ball. He lost it. A scramble for it. Hobbs down the lane. Blocked
Whoa.
By Blackwell. Bittner comes up with it. And now the Broncos foul Blackwell with 10 seconds.
Whoa. What a
Noah
game.
Blackwell coming up with a blocked shot. Where did that come from?
Oh, my.
And then Braxton Huggins hits the game winner and won. What did that say to you about this team's will to win, the clutch factor, and that tenacity?
Well, you love the clutch factor that they bring. Their will to win, you think about the three seniors, Bittner, Huggins, and DT. They want to go to the tournament, and you know Braxton Huggins has been to the tournament, and so is Bittner, and you know, all three of them have. And they want to end their career getting gear, playing in the NC2A tournament, and games like last night at home show why they love doing that.
Well, we were talking about the Raiders a moment ago. I know we're bouncing around.
But, okay. I'm bouncing around, too.
There's some breaking news right now that the Raiders are in a meeting with the city of Oakland to try to negotiate one more year there in the East Bay. And obviously that would make sense, and that would be such a boon for the fans there to have them for one more year. But we'll keep you posted on that. And if it's still Fresno relevant, we'll discuss that as well. So basketball-wise, 65-63 last night. We talked about those block shots, and you could hear the crowd's enthusiasm just in that clip we just played.
Yeah.
I think you'll hear more of it when you hear the final play of the game. Fresno State was up by 3, fouled on purpose to put Boise State at the line, but fouled a 90% foul shooter and a team that only missed one free throw all night. So Boise State makes both free throws. Fresno State has trouble getting it in, finally does get it in, makes one free throw. The Dogs are up 2, and Boise State has time to get off a final shot. Here's how that unfolded.
No. Second one, no. Alston the rebound. Boise down 2. Hobbs has it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Hobbs at the buzzer, forces it up off balance, comes up short off the backboard, and Fresno State survives by 2 points. That was a 3 that was off in time and would have won it. It almost banked in, but it was just short. The angle just off. And the Bulldogs improved to 9-3, tied with Utah State, second in the Mountain West. Now 18-6 overall in Justin Hudson's first season.
You could feel the relief in that building, right? I mean, that was about as tense, I think, as the Save Mart Center's been this year.
Yeah. You know, you had Pat Hill on earlier in the day, and that, you know, primes the pump for that, and you know, the Broncos came in here looking for a victory. I mean, they were playing hard, and they were really doing things to make it difficult for Fresno State to score. But, you know, Coach Hudson talked about it. Their defense was on point, and that's how this team is going to win games in the second half of the league and win games in the Mountain West Tournament, is through their defense. They've got to stop teams, and Boise State was just coming off a win where they scored in the century mark, I believe. And, you know, Fresno State held them down. This team finds ways to win, but the biggest way they're winning is on the defensive end. And you got to give Go-Go Gadget Grimes a whole lot of credit. They're putting him in every offensive play to make sure he's got to defend someone because they think he's a weak link on the defensive end on the help side. Grimes showed him, no, 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 I'm the Go-Go Gadget man, and I got 15 big rebounds, 3 big box shots, and we won the game. And I have to give Grimes, tip my hat off to him. He did an outstanding job. He knows he's getting attacked every night on the offensive side, and he's stepping up and showing out.
Yeah, in fact, Nate Grimes was our Bulldog Player of the Game in the postgame show with 13 points, 15 boards, and those 3 blocks, despite Braxton Huggins scoring 26 for the Dogs. Huggins has scored at least 26 3 games in a row. But now the Bulldogs have to go on the road at altitude against New Mexico. Saturday night, 6 o'clock, Coach Q and I will bring you that action from Albuquerque.
Terpa's toughest place to win in the conference.
You think so?
More than, yeah. Utah State is okay now. They're not
San Diego?
No, they're good, too.
Nevada?
Well, I'm talking about as far as crowd.
Okay.
Nevada may have taken over everything because they got a top team.
Right.
But when you get into the pit, wouldn't you agree that place is they're going to win or lose, they're going to pack that place in on a Saturday, high altitude.
Yeah.
They know basketball. They're used to winning, and they're going to be in there. It's a tough place to win. Nevada found that out this year, right?
They did. They lost by 27 there, and the Bulldogs have had some battles. In fact, their last trip there ended up in overtime last year. And it's not just the size of the crowd. It's that, you know, they're right on top of you. They're screaming at you, yelling at you. And, you know, the last thing you see when you come onto the floor is you come down that tunnel, and you've got a big red-painted wall, and it says in giant white letters, "Welcome to the Pit, a mile high and louder than," and then it says dot, 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 and you're on the court. So they want you to use your imagination there, but I don't think any of the players struggle to understand what they're going for. Well, so it is a tough place to play.
You talked about the football. I heard you do an interview with one of the football coaches yesterday talking about running up that ramp. You got to go run up that ramp in New Mexico and see who wins that race. I mean, they do everything they can to take your breath away before the jump ball happens.
Well, that was Burt Watts, and I'd venture to say both he and his wife could run up that ramp just fine. They are well-conditioned athletes, but I wouldn't be chasing close behind, I'll tell you that.
I would not.
Even though you have to go that way to find the restroom at halftime. So that's basketball, and we'll be there in Albuquerque Saturday and look forward to that. Before then, we have the baseball season open tomorrow night. Hope we'll see you out there at Pete Biden Field at Bob Bennett Stadium. But, Coach Q, when you were on yesterday previewing basketball, I asked you to be ready to give me the breakdown of this World Ag Expo in Tulare and what you experienced in your time here yesterday when you weren't on the radio with me. What was the biggest impression that left you with?
How friendly the people were.
Yeah?
You know, yeah, I'm totally comfortable in this environment. And I walked around, people spoke to me, I got some great food. Like I said, Congressman Nunez threw the assist, and I slam dunked those ribeye sandwiches down. So my man Devin Band, he made it happen. He's no longer mad at me about Washington putting a whoop on them when they were in high school. But boy, just the folks, the people here, the kindness of folks, and willing to help you, and just, you know, explain their product, or if you're looking for something, the people are the experience here, and that's, you know, we talked yesterday about getting more fans at Fresno State, and I heard Pat Hill talk about somehow or another during his tenure here that he felt that they lost the people touch. And we can gain a lot from this great fair here, these 3 great days of the people touch. That's why there's 100,000 folks coming out here. It's a friendly environment, and I would recommend anyone to come out and just experience this.
And today is your last day. It's Valentine's Day, so bring your sweetheart to the World Ag Expo in Tulare. We're on the air with you till 2 o'clock. If you have a question for any of our guests, get on Twitter. Use that hashtag, AskAg, and we'll pass it right along. Coach Q, I'm so glad that you were a part of this, our first time here at the World Ag Expo.
Well, I know you had to sell it. I know you had to convince the upper management that I was a true farm kid. You've been out there where I live at. I wasn't just making it up, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you're a Bulldog expert, so I think you had that in your corner. It wasn't a tough sell. We're really glad to have you on board. And I guess I'll look forward to bundling up in Albuquerque. It's going to be a little chilly and windy there. This is very mild weather compared to that.
So we're a Valley Tough, and we know how to go up there and gut it out. We've been in tough situations together, going up to Nevada in the snow for 13 hours and we out-toughed it there and beat the Wolf Pack. We're just tough folks out here in the Valley. That's the bottom line. I used to say that when I went to college and play. You know, you get those guys from L.A. and Oakland and New York. Oh, I'm from this. I say, hey, man, I'm from the Valley. I'll whoop you down like you won't believe. You have a headache when I'm done with you. So we're Valley Tough, and we got a lot of pride, but we'll talk to you, and I think everybody should try to get out here if they can because it's an awesome display of ag, and ag rules the Valley, and we feed the world, and I just love being out here.
Well, love having you, and don't forget where that peach cobbler is because I want you to show me later on.
I'll buy you one. Your mother-in-law, she's great.
All right, Coach.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of her.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk trucking, and we'll talk to how that connects with ag. And if you are in that line of work, you know the name E.M. Tharp. We've gotten to know it very well these last 3 days, enjoying their luxurious location here at the World Ag Expo, where you can come see the best-looking big rig on the lot, that Shannon Brothers rig that has Fresno State right on the side, says Bulldog Born, Bulldog Bred. In fact, some folks are posing for pictures next to it.
Taking his uniform off, isn't he? Getting his jacket off to be next to it.
Well, he's got to show some Fresno State colors, I think, is what he's going for. We'll be right back from Tulare. If you have questions for our guests, use that hashtag AskAg on Twitter. And come hang out at the biggest show like this on the whole planet, the World Ag Expo, here on 940 ESPN.
The 52nd Annual World Ag Expo, presented by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank, local partners, limitless potential, continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Paul Leffler.
Back here at Tulare, where there's some blue sky showing up all of a sudden. What a beautiful sight over the World Ag Expo. 52nd year, it's been a fantastic year. Rave reviews for so many of the exhibits for so many of the new products. They have the top 10 new products right when you walk in. You can check out some of those. We were joking yesterday. We had a Fresno State volleyball player, Taylor Slover, who was commenting on one of the newest tractors they have out there that doesn't need a person to operate it. If you're looking for it, look for Gus, G-U-S-S. And we were joking, it looks like an Avenger should be hopping out of one of those things. Pretty futuristic here at the World Ag Expo. The food is fantastic. There goes another ribeye sandwich that Noah's eating right now. I heard the Italian food is really good. And in fact, the guy who told me that is joining us now. A little later on, we'll have President Dr. Joseph Castro from Fresno State. We'll have one of the underdogs to Wonder Dogs. We'll even have a Fresno State grad join us from the halls of Congress. But Casey Tharp with us now, E.M. Tharp Incorporated. The transportation people have been our gracious hosts all week long. And Casey, I'm telling you, it must have been no small feat to get all these beautiful Peterbilts in this location and line them up just right. It's not like you pick up the matchbox and stick your way around it. How do you guys do all that?
Oh, I have to give a big thanks to my son. He set the booth up this year and did a phenomenal job. But they start a couple months ahead planning on what we're going to have in here, and then he starts figuring out where he's going to place it. And just a lot of good employees. We've been doing it for many years, and everybody just kind of pitches in, and we all make it come together.
Well, it's pretty impressive, and we're blessed to be a part of it. Thanks for having us all week long. Some people, if they're in the world of ag and they know they need to move those commodities, those crops, whatever they're moving, I know they know you guys, and they have for a long time. But for listeners who aren't familiar with E.M. Tharp Incorporated, tell me a little bit about this family business and the history, where you started and what you've grown into.
My grandfather started out actually in the trucking business in Porterville in 1935. He was trucking fertilizer, potatoes, different commodities around, and then decided he was going to start selling equipment. So he started selling his own equipment, and he was buying and selling equipment from Pacific Railroad. Then in 1968, we got the international dealership from a family in Porterville. We've also got Viking Trailer, which manufactures certain types of trailers, lots of different repairs, frame straightening, stretching, fifth wheel installations. We build beds. There's American Truck Parts and Salvage, which is used parts. They also sell aftermarket new parts. There's Kroger Equipment Company in Fresno, which is an aftermarket parts, heavy-duty, medium-duty parts. Golden State Peterbilt, Fresno, Bakersfield, and Porterville. I think I got them all.
Well, that's a lot to keep track of. It's grown and grown, and obviously your family has sustained it through multiple generations now, which I'm sure gives you a lot of pride. What about this World Ag Expo? How long have you been coming, and why is it so important for you and your businesses to be a part of it?
Oh, gosh, I've been coming since it was over at the fairgrounds back in the 70s. My dad would come get me out of school and take me over there every year. We've showed every year. In fact, when they moved to the new lot here where it is now, we used to have a hot air balloon, and there wasn't as much exhibitors, so they would have us put the hot air balloon up over by where the dairy pavilion is just to draw the crowd back into the back. So we've been part of this show for many years. It's a wonderful community event, and people from all over the world here.
Yeah, literally all over the world. Last year they counted 63 countries. Who knows, maybe they'll have more this year. And the cuisine certainly is representative of different cultures, too. I mean, we're talking ag. That's food, right? It's what you eat. It's what you wear. And certainly you're going to have some good food here. We talked about the ribeye and the tri-tip, the peach cobbler. You're telling me that sign I saw over there for Italian food, that's pretty spectacular, too?
Yeah, Sons of Italy, they do a bang-up job. You can get pasta, sausage, sandwiches. They got white sauce, red sauce. That's one of my favorites here.
What's your go-to on that menu?
I usually get the red sauce with the sausage.
Uh-huh. Well, now I'm getting hungry. It's almost lunchtime here in Tulare at the World Ag Expo. We're talking to Casey Tharp of EM Tharp Incorporated, the transportation people. They have hosted us here. They're sponsoring our broadcast. And, Casey, right behind us is that big green V. We talk about the green V behind the red wave. Do you remember when that went up on Fresno State helmets, and a guy who grew up in the valley and has been around this industry for so long, did you get it? Did it mean something to you?
Oh, yeah. Just knowing the valley and the agricultural area, it meant a lot.
Well, and that's been reflected by a lot of the folks we've talked to, and it's not just a token gesture. I mean,
no.
It's powerful when someone says they care about you, isn't
it? It's a real deal.
I can tell it means something to you, just looking in your eye right now. How big a deal is this for you to carry on this family legacy? You talked about your grandfather starting this business. And I think this parallels a lot of the other exhibitors here, a lot of the ag-based industries. This is something that means something to families and that's carried on from generation to generation. If I do the math, 1935, we're in 2019. I mean, we're talking 84 years already in the family. What does the future look like for your business, and what do you want that E.M. Tharp legacy to be?
Oh, I just want to keep it a tight-knit family business. Fourth generation standing right over there.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, he's coming right along good. The community has been great to us, and we try to do everything we can to support the community.
You know, Fresno State beat Boise State on the hardwood last night. And by the way, I mentioned that hashtag, AskAg, on Twitter. For any of our guests today, put that hashtag on. We'll pass it on. We did have one comment. It wasn't a question, but Joshua chimed in on Twitter with that hashtag, AskAg, after listening to Coach Q. And he wanted to comment on the Bulldogs' effort last night. He said, on top of the great game, you can tell that this team has great character, exemplified by Huggins, who was obviously exhausted after the game, but took pictures with fans and signed autographs for kids for a good 5 minutes after the game. Well, he's from the Valley. He's a Bakersfield guy. Of course he did that. Hashtag AskAg if you want to share your comments or your questions. And when I mentioned Boise State, Fresno State, last night it was basketball, but at the start of December it was football. What did that game mean to you when you saw the Bulldogs beat the Broncos in the snow in overtime to win the conference title?
Hey, anytime we beat them, it makes me happy.
Well, I see that red and blue you're wearing right there. Those are Bulldog colors. Anything else you want to say to all our listeners? I mean, you're on pretty much the area you cover with your Golden State Peterville chains. You're on in Bakersfield and Porterville and Fresno and probably all the way up to Sacramento right now. Anything you want them to know?
Just come out and see our booth and say hi. We're on North Street between R and S, and we'd love to meet you if we haven't, and see if we've seen you before. Come and say hi and talk a little bit.
And you have a more discriminating nose. I just caught a whiff. Is that the Italian sausage you were talking about, or was that some linguica we just...
I think that probably goes out of Italian sausage.
All right. Might have to hunt some down. Casey, thanks so much for having us here all week and for taking some time with us on air.
Hey, we appreciate you being here, and thank you.
All right. Casey Tharp of EM Tharp Incorporated, Golden State Peterbilt, Kroger Equipment, Viking Trailers. Go check them out if you're coming here to the World Ag Expo in Tulare. When we come back, we'll talk to some young people who are doing great things and are about to do it again in another part of our valley. We're with you till 2 o'clock today. Still to come, Dr. Joseph Castro. He'll be here at 12:30. Many other guests related to the Bulldogs and to Ag. The green V behind the red wave on the home of the Bulldogs, 940 ESPN.
The 52nd Annual World Ag Expo, presented by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank, local partners, limitless potential, continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Paul Leffler.
I'll tell you, it's so beautiful here in Tulare with the sun out. Blue skies, little breeze going, but so much to see at the 52nd World Ag Expo, the biggest show of its kind in the world. And that's why so many people come every year, over 100,000 people last year. And we finally decided to make it here with 940 ESPN, thanks to the hospitality of E.M. Tharp Incorporated. You just heard from Casey Tharp with that business, and he didn't tell you, but I will. Let me brag on him a little bit. Coming up in April at the state FFA convention in Anaheim, E.M. Tharp Incorporated is going to get the Distinguished Service Citation for its support of FFA, Future Farmers of America, for so many years. And another thing that you might not know about Casey and E.M. Tharp, you heard the big news story a couple months back at the big Fresno Fair when Hayden Tarr, an FFA student from Sierra High School, auctioned off his prize hog, Sparky, and raised $41,000 for Central Valley Honor Flight to send veterans to Washington, D.C. Well, you know who bought that hog and started that big momentum with the fundraising? It was Casey Tharp and E.M. Tharp Incorporated. What a small world it is. And Hayden Tarr is not the only FFA student supporting Central Valley Honor Flight. You heard from Preston Rowland on Tuesday out of Riverdale FFA. He and his steer and his friends and his family contributed $11,000 to send veterans to D.C. He started us out with a little box here at the World Ag Expo where we're taking donations for Central Valley Honor Flight. We also have flyers that tell you how to apply to get a veteran in your family to those memorials. And a group of FFA students maybe you haven't heard enough about are joining me now. They're from my hometown, the center of the universe, Los Banos, California. And we have four ladies who are going to be on with us. We have Kelly Robbins, Taryn Tomas, Ryan Vieira, and Stephanie Murphy. Who wants to start? Who wants to tell me where this began? Okay, so a couple years ago, Central Valley Honor Flight was in Washington, D.C., the same time you guys were there with FFA?
Yeah, we actually went back for our national FFA convention, which brought us to D.C., and at one of the memorials, we actually met up with some veterans from our area, and we just got to talk to them about their trip and how much they enjoyed it, and it really touched all of us.
How so? What was it that you heard or saw or felt that made you want to do
just
something?
The conversations that we had with them, seeing how happy they were, just seeing memorials that they've never seen before, and the fact that people in the Valley were able to send them there.
Well, and that's what it's all about with Central Valley Honor Flight. It's all volunteers. It's all donations. And the only way those veterans get to go see their memorials for free, it's no cost to them, is by the rest of us getting together and raising the funds for it. So, I mean, you guys are high school kids, and you meet all these veterans, and right there on the bus, you decided to do something? Ryan, is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of our former ag teachers, Mr. Orr, decided it would be a good idea if we started a drive-through dinner, and we've done that every year since about 2 years ago, and all of the proceeds go to the Honor Flight. We sell the tickets for about $10 a piece, and each year we've been able to raise a little over $20,000.
Say that number again, right?
$20,000.
$20,000. Are you guys listening out there? These are high school kids who worked with local veterans there in Los Banos. They're FFA teachers. They raised $20,000 2 years ago. They did it again last year. And you guys are doing it again this year.
Yeah,
March 13th?
Good. Yes, we're currently selling tickets right now.
You mean you have them with you here at the World Ag Expo?
No, I sold all of mine so far, but I'm trying to get a couple more books.
We'll leave our number with you.
Well, yeah, and we'll put it out on social media, and I know we'll have it on the Central Valley Honor Flight social media as well. And we're one headset short. We don't have enough to go around, but let's hear from the rest of you. Why else was this important to keep this going for the veterans?
Well, I find it really important. My grandpa, Obie O'Brien, was a veteran from the Vietnam War, and once I told him what happened when we went to Washington, D.C. and saw them, like, he was so touched, and, like, it's just nice to see how happy they are. Like, even when we come to greet them from the Fresno airport, like, they all just seem so happy to see us, and, like, they did such great things that I would love to give back to them for what they gave me.
Well, very well said, and maybe we can get your grandpa on one of those flights. He was He was one of my favorite substitutes when I was in high school. You mentioned going to the Honor Flight Homecoming, and the next one of those will be on April 11th at the Fresno Airport. What was that like to be there? What did you see, and what did it mean to you?
Oh, we saw a lot of families and just all of the veterans. Like, it was really emotional. A lot of people were crying, but they just seemed, like, so happy, and it was so nice to see that they had such a great time and that we could, like, contribute to them having that great time.
We're talking to four young ladies from Las Banas High School in the FFA program there. They've worked the last couple years with VFW and American Legion there in Las Banas and their instructors to raise $20,000 once, $20,000 twice. They might even exceed it this year, especially with your help, if you go eat some great food in Las Banas on March 13th. All right, so who haven't we heard from yet?
It was me.
All right, so what about you? What was it like to meet those veterans, and what's it been like to be a part of facilitating their trips to D.C.?
Well, like, it just meant a lot to me because, like, you get off the bus and all these people are waiting for you and you're, like, talking to them and they're, like, the way they act to be there, they're so excited and they're so, like, passionate about seeing everything that they haven't seen, and it kind of, like, warms your heart because, like, you're just as excited as they are to see them. So, it, like, it just kind of makes us want to do more. Like, we saw how excited they were, so it kind of motivates us to sell the tickets and do things for them.
Well, I want to point something else out. So, you know, I mentioned Hayden Tarr a moment ago, and Casey Tharp here at EM Tharp Incorporated bought that hog and started that ball rolling, talked about Preston Rowland from Riverdale. One of the reasons those young men did that, and they raised over $50,000 combined for Honor Flight, is because they saw the example that you guys set before it. Was that hard to do? Did you guys think, well, I don't know, maybe there's not a way to do this, it's going to be too tough, or... How did you end up coming up with that idea of the drive-through dinner, and how exciting was it when you saw the response?
Well, like, with other drive-through dinners that we've done to support our own organization, we've seen how successful that's been and all the support we get from our own community, so we knew that, like, doing another dinner for a different purpose, serving these or supporting these veterans would be just as successful. And the thing that I think, like, about it is even though we don't know every single one of these veterans personally, it has, like, touched us every single time. It has brought tears to all of our eyes watching them walk into, like, back into the airport when they're coming home from that trip.
You feel like this whole thing, the last couple years, raising all the money, seeing the veterans there, has it changed your perspective on anything?
It kind of really shows, like, how, like, we can, like, support their trip and stuff by, like, doing these tickets. It kind of shows us, like, how our little community can really, like, get together to do a big thing. So it's kind of changed my perspective on our community, and, like, it kind of makes me realize how much these people do for us. Like, when you're talking and hearing all about their stories, like, I feel like sometimes we don't see how much they actually do for our country, so.
Even if their serving time was long, yeah, long ago, they're still being recognized for it now.
Amen. And I don't know about you guys. I know in my case, I wouldn't be here if my grandpa didn't come home from World War II. I know some of your grandfathers, and I know what they've been through in their lives, too, and your great-grandparents. So I think we're all kind of in the same boat. And we're all here in Tulare at the World Ag Expo. What have you guys seen so far? What's exciting about this as people with FFA, Future Farmers of America, to come see the newest products, the high-tech things, everything you can imagine that could ever be on a farm or a ranch? What's it like for you to be here and experience it?
Well, I've came since freshman year, so I'm a senior now, so I've been all 4 years. And I kind of think it's cool, like, every year there's a new piece of technology or a new advancement, and it's kind of cool to walk around and see, like, oh, this was here last year, but look what it can do now. Like, in a year, look how much it's expanded. And I think it's pretty cool to see how much it's grown.
Anybody else?
It's nice to just be surrounded by a bunch of people that are just as passionate about agriculture as you are and have the same values as you do.
And what's that jacket you're wearing there, Ryan?
Oh, it's my Miss Mayday jacket.
Well, I saw the Springville Rodeo Princess walking by yesterday, so now we have Miss Mayday from the Mayday Fair in Las Banas. Well, you know, and we talk about Future Farmers of America. We're here with Fresno State. We've got that big green V right behind us. I'm sure you young ladies are thinking about college, right?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Well, actually, Fresno State was my first acceptance, so that's what I'm considering it.
Good answer. Who else?
Well, I did apply at Fresno State because I wanted to be an ag teacher, so, and I got accepted into it, so I'm still very, like, I'm considering it, and I think that's probably where I'm going to end up going.
Well, you guys aren't leaving, right? You're going to stay around for a little while, a few hours?
Yeah.
So we have the president of Fresno State who's going to be here at 12:30, Dr. Joseph Castro, if you'd like to meet him. And at 12:45, we have a couple people from the Jordan College of Agriculture at Fresno State, if you'd like to, you know, make a strong personal impression the way you are on the radio right now. I have to ask another real important question, and I don't know if you've been here long enough today to answer this question at the World Ag Expo, but everybody seems to have an opinion. What's the best thing to eat here in Tulare at the World Ag Expo?
Tri-tip sandwiches.
We have differing opinions on this. I would definitely say linguica.
Linguica? Tri-tip?
I'm with tri-tip.
You want to pass the headset so she can answer, too? Let's get everybody a chance here. We got two votes for tri-tip, one for linguica. That's a Las Manas answer, by the way.
I'm about the ice cream, for sure.
Have you had the peach cobbler?
No.
I hear the peach cobbler is really, really good. Hey, well, we have only one more minute. And, again, we're taking donations here at our E.M. Tharp Incorporated booth with 940 ESPN. If you want to support the Central Valley Honor Flight, like these young ladies and their whole city in Las Manas have done, you can come follow their example and contribute. We have a box here for you. What would you say to other people who are saying, I don't know if I can raise $20,000 the way these folks did, but I can do something? What would be your encouragement to them with regard to Honor Flight?
Anything's possible as long as you put your mind to it and you really get out there and support your cause. People are willing to help, especially if it's for our local veterans.
And we should probably give your FFA teachers a shout-out. So who are your guys' FFA instructors?
I'm shouting out to Jason Bretz. He's filming me right now.
Yeah, Mr. Hill behind Mr. Bretz.
Our nice student teacher, Trey Johnston.
We have Mr. Jacobo from Pacheco FFA in the back.
Yeah. Two rival high schools getting along, working together. And Mr. Orr listening on the radio back in the center of the universe.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Orr. Without you, this wouldn't be possible.
Well, without you, a lot of veterans wouldn't have seen their memorial. So, ladies, thank you. And pass that on to Las Manas when you get back there. We're going to take a break, come back, and hear from Taylor Hillman from AgNet West. What's the latest and greatest from the in Tulare? Again, coming up at 12:30, Dr. Joseph Castro will be here. We'll have one of the underdogs to wonder dogs, Chris Tomlinson, with us at 1:15. Congressman Jim Costa at 1:45. A lot of other great guests as well. If you have questions for any of them, get on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskAg. And we'll be back after this on the Home of the Bulldogs, 940 ESPN.
The 52nd Annual World Ag Expo, presented by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank, local partners, limitless potential, continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Paul Leffler.
You know, we have had such a tremendous time out here in Tulare at the World Ag Expo this week. If you haven't made it yet, today's your last chance, last day. They'll keep it open till 4 o'clock today. And the sun's out. Blue sky's shining. So much to see. So much incredible technology. So much delicious food. Thanks to Roger Flugel. He just dropped off another ribeye sandwich for me. And we're going to talk to some folks now who are dialed into this world every day. And, in fact, if you're like me and you have your radio tuned to 940 when you get up in the morning and hop in your car, when I'm driving to go play basketball on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I always hear Farm City News on 940 ESPN. They're on from 5 a.m. on weekdays on 940 and a bunch of other places as well. And we're joined now by Taylor Hillman and Danielle Leal from Farm City News. So this is kind of a big deal for you guys, I would imagine, this World Ag Expo.
Yeah, we end up spending a lot of time out here for the 3 days we're here and covering a lot of stuff and looking at what's new and what's happening.
So, Danielle, is that a little overwhelming? Is there almost too much to soak in?
You know, I'm from here.
Yep.
So this is something that I look forward to every year. It's the Tulare County Fair and the World Ag Expo is something that I look forward to. But, you know, working in this industry, it almost makes it easy because there's a variety of different topics that we get to cover. And it gives us a lot of good information that we can fill our show with. So overwhelming, maybe, but I enjoy it.
We're talking to Taylor Hillman and Danielle Leal from AgNet West, and that show you hear on our station, Farm City Newsday. So there's a lot of big news this year. They have the top 10 new products. You have this first year of the Grow with Farm Her, encouraging young ladies to get involved in agriculture. Also had the head of NASA speaking here. What in the world does NASA have to do with the World Ag Expo?
Yeah, that was really interesting. The administrator was here. He talked about the connection that technology has in space exploration with the technology we're using in agriculture. A lot of the stuff they developed for space exploration, they are now using in the fields. And you know, growing more with less and all that. And he talked about some stuff they were working on that goes way above my head, of course, talking about how they can possibly estimate droughts off of gravitational pull. So way above my head, but interesting stuff to see that they're working on.
Danielle, how about you? What was that eye-opening to hear that NASA presentation?
Yeah, you know, I was busy working, so I missed that particular presentation, but I was at the opening ceremonies Tuesday morning, and the administrator was there, and he did give us a little glimpse of how the two are connected and how they're really going to promote the future of agriculture by using technology and that sort of thing, which was really interesting.
Taylor, they aren't far enough advanced that they're talking about growing stuff on the moon or Mars yet, right?
Actually, he was talking about how they grow a lot of their food up there on the space station, so they're getting there, and he was talking about how there's water on Mars, so it's a possibility.
Well, you guys have both been at this for a while and seen so many things here. Before we get into the nitty-gritty with the farm equipment and the technology, how about the food? What's your go-to? I mean, this is your third day here. Maybe you've had it all, but you tell me.
Yeah, you know, well, you mentioned it earlier that someone brought you that ribeye steak sandwich. So I am a Sundale alum.
Yeah.
So I always have to throw out that that's my favorite sandwich. However, we did have a tri-tip sandwich from another high school, and it had some grilled veggies and a really good bun. And I think that's the key to every sandwich is a good bun.
The bun.
The bun. All right. But one more thing. There is an Italian place here, and if you're not a sub sandwich eater, you can always eat a good spaghetti dinner right here, too. So.
Yeah, Casey Tharp here told me the sausage with red sauce is the way to go over there.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Mr. Hillman?
Yeah, I'm a tri-tip guy, so I don't get tired of eating tri-tip sandwiches for lunch. So Emmanuel High School has a good one we go to every year. So.
Yeah.
Well, and I say that name, Hillman, and a lot of people say, hey, isn't that the freeway exit over here in Tulare? little family history in this area?
Yeah, it is. My grandfather is from here. He's on city council and did a lot of stuff for the area. He was named Man of the Century back in 2000, and they named the street after him, Hillman Hospital, a couple other things around here.
And I bring that up because ag and the whole world of ag is such a family proposition. And it's an area where we're reminded of the power of family and the value of family. And you see these multi-generational businesses like E.F. Tharp. We're here right now. They've been going almost 85 years. So I don't want to miss that point. I also don't want to miss some of the other highlights that you guys have had from following this. We're with Taylor Hillman and Danielle Leal of AgNet West and Farm City Newsday, which you hear on 940 every weekday morning. As far as the technology, the new products, I know there's those top 10 and there's the award winners, but what's been the most eye-popping or eye-opening thing for you two?
One of the interesting things with this year's theme being harvesting technology is just all the different technologies they're looking at. I mean, you're seeing it's not just remote sensing or data analytics. You're seeing autonomous driving. You're seeing a bunch of different technologies for every aspect of the farm, not just, hey, here's a drone and here's how you fly it. It's how to use it, how to look at it, how to make the most of it, and how to make it applicable for the growers. You can come out with all the technology you want, and unless a grower knows how to use it and it makes sense, they're not going to.
That's a good point. And a side note, you mentioned the autonomous driving tractors and vehicles. Have you seen any of the Avengers jump out of one of those Gusses yet?
No, not yet. We were watching that drone the other day that takes off, lands, and drives. It's pretty crazy to see where it's going.
Could land on an aircraft carrier if it needed to. How about for you, Danielle? What's been most impressive?
You know, I think what's really neat about coming to the farm show is that generational aspect. And it's from the students all the way up to the grandparents, those fourth, fifth generation folks who have been farming, whether it's in this area or just around the nation and the world. Come in here and have that same cohesive idea and then passion about ag industry. You mentioned that E.M. Tharp, and I mentioned I was at the opening ceremonies, and they recognized two students.
Yeah.
And they who won this scholarship. Now, these students are excelling, not just in academics, but in their extracurricular activities, and especially that in agriculture. And they're these two girls right here from the Central Valley. Boy, and they do have a passion for agriculture. One wants to study biochemistry, and the other wants to study ag business and pre-law, which is something we all need.
We had her on the radio Tuesday. Yeah, Alexis.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's great seeing not only the people who are in it right now coming out here to check out all of the innovation and the technology and the research, but that next generation who's going to promote and really extend the future of the industry.
We're talking to Taylor Hillman and Danielle Leal from AgNet West and Farm City Newsday. I know a lot of the people here, I mean, we're preaching to the choir, they've listened to your show, but for folks who haven't caught that morning program, what are they going to hear when they tune in? Maybe they'll do so tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so we have the opportunity to cover a wide variety of topics. Taylor covers specialty crop as well as modern technology. I handle a little bit of the statewide and national news. We have our colleague Brian who covers farm and ranch headlines as well as stuff that's happening within the agribusiness industry. So you'll hear a lot about that. You also hear some good featurey pieces and some recipes that you can really utilize, all of the stuff that's grown across the nation and the stuff that we put into our bodies. So you'll hear a little bit of everything.
Taylor, when do we hear you bragging about your Bulldogs?
I was hoping that the rain would let up a little bit so we could make it tomorrow night to the baseball game, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, we'll see. I'm going to be there. I mean, they have their ways of getting games in. And sometimes those forecasts are wrong. I don't know if you noticed that. But 6:05 tomorrow night, Pete Biden Field at Bob Bennett Stadium. We kid about it, but, you know, that's why we're here, because Fresno State and the ag industry do intersect. Fresno State has a phenomenal ag school, the Jordan College of Agriculture. We'll hear from some of the folks with that college later on. President Joseph Castro will be here. I know there are other entities and other schools that have a hand in this and who are represented here. But how exciting is it for you guys to see what Fresno State is doing? And, I mean, still to see that green V, not just on the football helmets, but every uniform that Fresno State has.
Yeah, no, it is exciting. Our whole team, all of us, went to Fresno State. Danielle, Brian, and I went to Fresno State. We support Fresno State, of course. There's a lot of great colleges in California that are doing ag stuff. Fresno State's one of them.
Danielle, you're a Bulldog too, huh?
I am. Bulldog love. Bulldog born, Bulldog bred.
Just like it says on this big rig right over here at EM Tharp Incorporated. Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Thank you.
Taylor Hillman, Danielle Leal from AgNet West. Listen to them in the mornings on 940 ESPN with Farm City Newsday. When we come back, we're talking Bulldog Quarterback Club and how about My Job Depends on Ag. You know that name. We'll hear the story behind it and what's next for a growing momentum behind that endeavor. We're here in Tulare, the World Ag Expo on 940 ESPN.
Live from the International Agri Center in Tulare, California, it's the 52nd Annual World Ag Expo on 940 ESPN. Sponsored by EM Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank, local partners, limitless potential. And now, here is your host, Paul Leffler.
It has been so much fun here at the World Ag Expo in Tulare. 3 hours Tuesday, 3 more hours yesterday. We've already got an hour that's flown by today. In this hour, you're going to have a lot of fun. Dr. Joseph Castro is already here at our booth from Fresno State. If you've never met the president of the university, come say hello. He'll be on the air with us at 12:30. But you can meet him. That's what Coach Q is doing right now, talking to Dr. Castro. Larry's got the coolest Bulldog umbrella I've ever seen. It's like a ball cap with the Fresno State logo on there. That's pretty cool. I don't know if you need it anymore. The sun's out. The sky is blue. It's a lovely day here in Tulare. And we've been talking about the green V behind the red wave, how Fresno State, not just the athletic program, but the whole university, intersects with the world of ag. And I don't know if anybody understands that better than the two gentlemen who are joining us now, Steve Malanka and Eric Wilson. You guys, like me, you're from the west side. In fact, I'm Los Banos. Eric, you're Dos Palos. And Steve, Fireball, right?
Yeah, we got it covered.
Where's Mendota when you need him? Otherwise, yeah. We'd be all set.
They're way south.
But what are the things that unite us? We've got ag, we've got Fresno State, and you guys came up with a little thing that I think more people have heard of than you probably imagined when you started it. Where did My Job Depends on Ag originate?
Fireball. It did start on the west side. We, all of us out there, depend on water to have a job in ag and in the Central California area. And all these people around the showgrounds here. If there's not enough water flowing down here in this area to grow the food for 300 million people three times a day, we don't have a job. So we decided to create some awareness, and by golly, a little decal on the Facebook page is put a dent in.
It's put a big dent. It's blown up just a little bit. And, you know, I should say, with regard to Fresno State, you guys have your My Job Depend on Ag decals that you're giving out here or you're selling, and you also have My Dogs Depend on Ag, right?
Yeah, I got to give Eric credit for that, and I asked him to come and share how that started.
Well, when we started off with My Job Depends on Ag and wanted to make, like, more community outreach, and when we're talking about scholarships, and that's what these funds do when we sell the decals is we give scholarships to kids entering ag. And so I had this idea that we both did to work with Fresno State and other universities too. Made phone calls, and I messaged one of their Twitter accounts and told them when we were in our infancy, basically, this is what we got, and you're interested in teaming up. And I just think that the more the word gets around that agriculture is important, that and we, some of that money when we first did it, we gave back to the school, and we've done that tremendously. We've given a lot to the Jordan Agricultural School.
Yeah. Right. We're going to hear from them later. And, you know, Steve, you're decked out, and My Job Depends on Ag. But, Eric, I can see under your vest you got the Fresno State sweater on there. Why don't you both give us a little clue as to your connections to Fresno State specifically?
I've been working in the farm equipment business for years on the west side, and Eric actually was a customer of ours, and we had two things in common, ag and bulldog football. And every time Eric came into the store, we talked about our dogs. And we go to the games, we're season ticket holders, and we still, when we're not talking ag, talk bulldog football. That's our big passion. And from there, it just has blossomed into something that we never imagined. We've sold 100,000 of these decals, and the story just continues to grow. Get back to what you said. Sorry. I got involved in the Fresno State Quarterback Club, and as a small donor, I thought there was an opportunity for an army of people that can help in a small way to form an army and help the football program through the sports club or the quarterback club. So when you join a sports club at Fresno State, if you prefer basketball or baseball or football, they have sports clubs, as the football team does, and you can join it, and that money stays with the football team. And I enjoy all athletics and with the Bulldog Foundation, but I like that football team.
Well, I know you've done a lot of things for the football program over the years, and the quarterback club continues and perhaps has a chance to grow, especially as the football team grows, 12-2 this last year, back-to-back 10-win seasons. Eric, what about your history with Fresno State and your current connection to the Bulldogs in the athletic program?
Yeah, it began really when my dad was working for Howard Chapin selling tractor rates when I was like in first grade out of Fresno, and Howard had season tickets there at Fresno State, so like 5 or 6 years old was my first time I went to Bulldog Stadium, and often we would sit on the grass when we didn't have those red seats to sit on, but the blankets were pretty cool. But yeah, I'd always been a fan, and especially so when Pat Hill put that green V out there and got it, it just really resonated with me. And my daughter Spence is a big deal to be on the competitive level in collegiate sports. And what better message would it be to do that right here in our own backyard?
All right, I'm going to have you say that again. Now, we had Andy Bennett and Roger Flugel on the other day talking about an example of that, how they figured out that chocolate milk was the best recovery drink.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, the dairymen donate that raw product. Producers takes care of it. It goes to Bulldog student-athletes, and they're fueled by chocolate milk. But that can happen with fruits, with nuts, with some of the vegetables we grow here in the valley. So, again, we're talking hashtags. And the hashtag, if you have a question for these guys, Steve Milanka and Eric Wilson from My Job Depends on Ag, they're both big Bulldogs as well. You can use that hashtag on Twitter, AskAg, if you have a question. But you're talking about the hashtag Feed the Dogs,
yeah.
And you said Bulldog Born, Bulldog Bred, Valley Grown, Valley Fed.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Isn't that a nice
one? All the 400 commodities we grow here to illustrate the true scope and scale of what we do here on every time there's a collegiate event, and when sports announcers like yourself, you know, when visiting teams are on the radio and the announcers talking about that Green V and what it's about. It's great that people don't know what it's about. It always sparks some conversation. So
that Green V decal was a hard act to follow. That Pat Hill did a heck of a job with that thing. And to come up with another decal that's kind of taken up the slack behind it, it's kind of fun to watch it grow. But we're really proud of that Green V.
Well, and you said something earlier, Eric. You said that, you know, with My Job Depends on Ag, it's not just Fresno State. There are scholarships you're supporting, and there are other schools you're working with.
Oh, absolutely.
But none of those other schools have the Green V.
That's right.
We've given Cal Poly a bad time. We're asking them, where's that Mustang decal? We haven't seen it yet.
Davis, too.
So if people are here at the World Ag Expo in Tulare and they want to come find you, they want to get one of those decals, whether it's My Job Depends on Ag or My Dogs Depend on Ag, where are they going to find you?
We are in the southeast corner of the showgrounds, south of the dairy barns, up against the fence near Gate 16. Our booth is GS56.
They do that so they draw everybody across the whole place.
Yeah, we're a good draw for the other corner.
Sure. But, I mean, right now if they want to find you, they have to come to E.M. Tharp Incorporated, the transportation people. That's where we are with all the shiny, colorful Peterbilts, including that Bulldog-born, Bulldog-bed truck. Maybe we can pencil in Valley Grown, Valley Fed. I can smell the hashtag starting already.
Hashtag feed the dogs. Fill that training table full of food.
Hey,
hashtag
feed the dogs. I think Paul likes that.
You like that?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Bulldog born, bulldog bred, Valley Grown, Valley Fed. Can't you hear Pat Hill saying it right now?
I can.
Well, and you guys have some other exciting news about My Job Depends on Ag that we're going to talk about after a commercial break here. But why don't you both tell me, since you're both big Bulldog football fans, your favorite moments as Bulldog football fans. What takes the cake or the peach cobbler here at the World Ag Expo?
Oh, there's so many of them. So many of them. The Oregon State game where the goalpost came down.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. The game in Wisconsin with Bernard Berrien was pretty fun. I'll tell you one. We didn't win the game, but at the Silicon Valley Bowl against Air Force and that comeback, we were sitting up in the upper deck in front of a bunch of Air Force fans that were giving us a bad time the first half of that game, and we were as quiet as a mouse. And when that onside kick came in the second half and things turned, you should have heard our section roar, and the mouse jumped over in the Air Force group. And before the game was over, some of them were leaving, and we were going, where are you going? Stick around. But what a game. Remember that?
I do. And I bet, you know, there are a few people here at the World Ag Expo from a little place on the map in southern Idaho that maybe you've reminded them about a game in recent history.
Yeah, does it start with a B?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's all we want
Boise
to say.
Boise game was fun.
You say the name.
Yeah.
How about for you, Eric? What takes the
cake? Oh, there's so many, man. One that was just some of the losses that were so close, the Oregon game at home. I think Dennis Dixon was a quarterback then. And the field goal that we blocked and we tried to pick it up and we fumbled it and then they got another succession of downs. It was just that was such a great crowd for that game too. No, but going home, I tell you what, it was surreal beating Boise at home with Derek Carr after that game. That was a really good feeling walking back. We tailgated before the game. We went back to our tailgate and kept tailgating again. We just put out the lawn chairs and basked in the excitement and the glory, I guess, finally, you know. Yeah. A lot of good games.
Well, there's some sunshine here to bask in Tulare at the World Ag Expo. If you have a question for Steve or Eric or for Dr. Joseph Castro, who's coming up at 12:30, get on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskAg. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, you guys have to tell me about the news you broke this week with regard to MJDOA, My Job Depends on Ag.
Love to.
And if you missed it, that saying again that Eric threw out there, Bulldog born, Bulldog bred, Valley grown, Valley fed, hashtag feed the dogs. Fire it up on Twitter, and we'll be back after this on the home of the Bulldogs, 940 ESPN.
The 52nd Annual World Ag Expo, presented by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank, local partners, limitless potential, continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Paul Leffler.
Yeah, we're back in Tulare World Ag Expo with you till 2 o'clock today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Joseph Castro. Dr. Joseph Castro, the president of Fresno State, will join us. He'll be on with us for 30 minutes. So if you have some of those questions you'd like to ask him, hop on Twitter, use the hashtag AskAg, and we'll pass it on. Same goes for the gentlemen who are still with us for another few minutes, Steve Malanka and Eric Wilson. They're the brains behind My Job Depends on Ag. They both have deep Bulldog roots as well. Steve's from Firebaugh. Eric's from Madera with some Dos Palace roots as well. And, guys, we were talking about your connections to the Bulldogs. We were talking about My Job Depends on Ag. Eric, you said your daughter's on the Fresno State swim team for Coach Fleck. What year is she? How's she doing?
And she's freshman. She's doing good.
Is she an ag major?
You know what? You say that. She went in as a math major. Like, her mom's a math teacher.
Yeah.
And she loves history. And then she called me just several days ago. Well, just the second semester started. She said, Dad, I'm going to go into ag. I want to be an ag business is what she was thinking of doing. It shocked me, you know. So she really did this virtual reality stuff in high school.
Uh-huh.
And she really enjoyed doing that. And I just think she's kind of one of those, she's got to be really busy, you know. And I think she's just going to have, the future is wide open for her. And there's so many awesome jobs in this industry. So excited for her to see what she becomes.
Well, you two are pretty busy, too. You started this little thing called My Job Depends on Ag, and it's really kind of blown up. I know because I follow you guys on Facebook, and I get a notification every time somebody posts on My Job Depends on Ag. So,
yep.
I mean, if I had that on my phone, it would be exploded by now. My Job Depends on Ag. You get the decals here. You can get My Dogs Depend on Ag. Stick that on your truck with a Fresno State logo there. Doesn't have to be a truck. It could be a car or an SUV, too.
Right.
Could be a bicycle if you want. But you guys had some exciting news with regard to the growth of MJDOA and getting out this message. And maybe before we talk about that big news this week, what is the message? Maybe it's obvious to some people, but My Job Depends on Ag. What does it represent, and what's maybe the consciousness that you're trying to change or affect?
Well, Eric said it best before, but we know here what we can do here in Central California in agriculture, and we feed the world. And we do such a good job of it. And since the Depression, where food lines and bread lines were the norm, there hasn't been a need to worry about food since then. Our government said we're going to never have to do that again. Food is everywhere. Food is plentiful. You don't have to think about it. Well, we wanted to let people know that it does come from a grocery store, but it gets there first from someplace else. And that's simply it. The Facebook page has been designed to ask people to just post what they do in ag, where they are, and that's it. People that aren't in ag can see how many of us work every day to feed them. And that, I think, Eric.
Well, I think, too, you know, in your line of work, Paul, I mean, I think it's a complex issue we face. Society, we're affluent society, you know, and that's a good thing. But there's a trade-off. We just forget the awe we have when we simply turn on a light switch or something like that. Instant heat, instant light, mm-hmm. and food is on the shelves, and magically you come back and it's continuously to be filled. And so you just don't have a concern. It's always going to be there. And we just want to make sure that it's somewhere down the, you know, throughout your daily life, you're having an interaction with agriculture almost all day long, no matter what you're doing.
Or what you're wearing.
Yeah. And
big part of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and just get people to think about that, and maybe the value of agriculture will become more in their eyes.
Sure.
That's basically the crutch of it.
The understanding, the consciousness, the appreciation. We're here at the World Ag Expo in Tulare. You'll find us near Building C, the E.M. Tharp Incorporated, Golden State Peterbilt area. Look for the big rigs. They're looking sharp, especially that one that says Bulldog Born, Bulldog Bred. You heard Eric Wilson say he wants to add Valley Grown, Valley Fed on top of that. I need to remind you, are taking donations for Central Valley Honor Flight. We've heard from FFA students who've been raising money for that. We just actually had a couple of Vietnam veterans stop by and pick up the flyers that you can apply to go on that flight. We have a waiting list for Vietnam veterans for that flight, and the sooner you sign up, the sooner you're going to get a chance to go. That next honor flight is coming up April 9th through 11th. Put that on your calendar. And speaking of your calendar, you're going to have some appointment television coming up. That's the big news from My Job Depends on Ag.
Yeah.
What's happening and where did it come from?
Well, the producer joined the Facebook page, like a lot of folks outside of agriculture, early on. And I think he just sat there and read a lot of this stuff, and maybe he learned a lot, too. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just something that they felt compelled to get out there for the public to see. I think there's a lot of things that people don't realize what's going on, some of the things we face. And I think what great connection that My Job Depends on Ag as a group is, it's all volunteer, spontaneous.
Yeah.
And so there's this sense that what you're reading is in understanding is coming from a position of when someone from all across the country asking questions, it's voluntary. So people are picking up information and so many great stories that can be told and should be told. It's going to be fun.
We spoke Tuesday in a seminar here in one of the traders, and we were able to share our story, and there was a mother-daughter from Idaho here and came to meet us. And after we finished, they just wanted to make a comment. There are two crop growers in Idaho that has a shorter growing season than what we have here. They grow alfalfa and grain, and they said that looking at our page, they've learned so much and never knew what the diversification of ag was here in California. And they thanked us. They think it's wonderful. They're sharing it as to as many people as possible and letting them know it's a great resource of information. What a better compliment could you have?
Amen. And what we're talking about as far as something new is you guys are going to have your own TV show now. This is going to be on Valley PBS, right?
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's a show inspired by the conversations. We don't have any control over the content or anything like that. Jeff Aiello is and his wife Jill, owner of 1830 Entertainment.
Jeff and Jill are tremendous. I worked with them years ago at 47, and they're some of the most talented storytellers in our valley.
They're awesome. If you see some of their previous work, man, it's really good what they do.
So this is going to tell stories like you guys tell on your Facebook page.
We just found out today the plan is to create a 10 half-hour episode. That is going to begin this fall. And like Eric said, they're just picking topics from the page. It's not ours. We don't have any control. We don't want control. We're grateful that they're going to help share the message through us. And it'll definitely be educational. They've talked about topics such as women in agriculture, water, just a plethora of things. The content is endless.
Yeah, so we can look forward to that. And if people want to see the trailer for that right now, they can go to your Facebook page.
That and valleypbs.org. You can see it there on News Show.
What do you think the chances are that giant green V and a bulldog logo make it into one of these episodes?
You know what? That would be a great story. I would think. I hope Jeff and Jill are listening.
You know, I told Eric that the inspiration was the green V decal.
Yeah.
We knew not everybody were football fans like Eric and I. We know not everybody in ag is from the Valley, that it's a California thing. And I've humbly said that if that little decal can bring us all in ag and unite us, we'd have a powerful platform. And if it can't, we need to find something that can. But
well, and that's such a big point, Steve. And the World Ag Expo does that. It brings people together from all over the world behind this idea. Been talking about Central Valley Honor Flight. That's the whole idea. Here's something we can agree on, sending our veterans to Washington, D.C. And you heard teenagers today who are doing that. Yep. And, you know, there's another thing that you and I have in common that I didn't know till about a year ago when I had the privilege of sharing a kidney with a friend of mine. I had so many people come out and say, hey, here's my kidney story. Here's my friend who needs one. Here's what I've done. And I didn't know you're a kidney donor, too. How long ago did you give a kidney to your brother?
Thanks so much for bringing it up. Back in 1995 at UCSF in San Francisco, which is where you did yours.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, great place. And my brother's diabetic. And his kidneys were failing, and good Lord told me I need to give him one. By golly, it worked. So
that's awesome.
He got 16 years of life with it, and we've since lost him. But very appreciative guy, and I know your friend is, too, and what you were doing. Thank you.
He might be listening right now, Michael Alexander. And so this was almost 25 years ago, and I'd never know. You look like you're pretty stinking healthy. Must have some good food to eat that's grown by Valley Agriculture.
Yeah, I'm going to put a plug in for the Fireball Mexican restaurant.
Here, I thought cantaloupe was your secret.
And for everybody, for all of you on the west side that grow cantaloupes, Paul Leffler is a big cantaloupe lover, and every year I make sure you get some of our cantaloupes on the west side. Paul, can I interrupt you for part of the quarterback club? I've gotten a text since we've sat here. Your show is being heard over in the Central Coast. The quarterback clubs had a big following from a Royal Grandy. It was a red wave over there. And Joel Wilcox said he's listening to the show. And he says we're bringing up some good dog memories. So,
Hello,
Joel. Keep up that bulldog love over there.
Does Arroyo Grande count for the Green V? Even though they're on the beach?
Yeah, we'll let them.
They grow a few things out there.
Why not?
We'll let them be part of that.
Yeah.
All right, last thing for you guys. We've got Dr. Castro waiting in the wings, and he'll be up taking your questions if you throw them our way on Twitter with the hashtag AskAg after our break here. But since you guys are such big Fresno State football nuts, not just because of the Green V, but because of the program, the toughness, Coach Tedford, all those players.
Nice.
Number one thing you're looking forward to in 2019. And don't take the easy answer and say in the Coliseum on August 31st against USC. But beyond that, what are you looking forward to?
Winning another
Mountain West
Division Championship and on to a conference championship.
So you want to play Boise again, is that what you're saying?
Why not? Just generally speaking, when a football coach comes into a program, you say, oh, we'll give the guy 3 years, and then we'll see what he's done. This guy comes in and mows him down the first year, and now we're in the third year, and my gosh, the sky's the limit. It's such a fun thing to watch, and I'm a defensive guy. I love that.
Yeah, that defense last year. We had Bert Watts here yesterday.
Oh,
they're going to be good again this
year. Thank you, Bert. Keep it up.
How about for you, Eric?
Well, if I could dream a little bit, I just wish that they would take down the tunnel, that they go down the ramp part of it, because my daughter and me, back in the day, we did a lot of heckling, and that was so much fun. I think that whole experience of all them teams coming up down the ramp, man, I wish we could bring that home crowd, you know, trauma that was
the red mile
by me and my 8-year-old daughter. Yeah, that's some good stuff right there. But no, seeing Bulldog Stadium. Sold out all year long.
Yeah.
That's a big plus, and I think we can go undefeated, Paul.
I think the Fiesta Bowl is what you wanted me to say.
Yeah.
Well, that would work, too. So, Eric, let's have it one more time, because it's not my thing, it's your thing. You're taking Bulldog bred to the next level.
Yeah, Bulldog born, Bulldog bred, Valley grown, Valley fed. Hashtag feed the dogs.
Woo!
All right. We'll see if that takes off like My Job Depends on Ag has. Thank you so much. Steve Malanka, Eric Wilson from My Job Depends on Ag. Find them here at the World Ag Expo. Look them up online. And get ready. Dr. Joseph Castro straight ahead from the World Ag Expo in Tulare on 940 ESPN.
The 52nd Annual World Ag Expo, presented by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank, local partners, limitless potential, continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Paul Leffler.
Already at the World Ag Expo in Tulare with you till 2 o'clock today here on the Home of the Dogs, 940 ESPN. If you have questions for any of our guests, you can throw them our way on Twitter. Make sure you attach the hashtag AskAg or we're not going to see it. Yeah, that's AskAg, A-G, real simple. We've already heard a lot today. We've heard a lot the last few days. Still to come at 1:15, we have College World Series hero Chris Tomlinson, Tulare County native who's working in ag now. Congressman Jim Costa will join us on the phone at 1:45. He'll wrap things up for us. Devin Nunes got us started on Tuesday, so that works. And a guy who works with both of those guys and knows them both well, and I'm sure is shaking a lot of hands out here under blue skies in Tulare, Dr. Joseph Castro joins us now. Thanks for being with us. What's the World Ag Expo like for you? I'm sure this isn't your first time here.
No, I've been here every year since I've been president, and it always starts with steak and eggs at like 7 in the morning with the Ag Leadership Foundation folks. A lot of those are our alumni, and get to connect with them, and then I go to some of the exhibits and meet with our alumni who have businesses, and then one of the things I love the most is that I give ice cream away to the prospective Bulldogs, the little ones that come up from the schools and get to talk with them about Fresno State. So that's a lot of fun.
That's not fair. I mean, what speaks a young person's language more than ice cream?
Exactly. I mean. And I tell them, this is Fresno State ice cream made by our students. And their eyes light up, and then they try it and go, oh, my God, this is the best I've ever had.
And I'm sure they remember that 10 years later when they're applying to colleges. We just had some young ladies on earlier from FFA in Las Banas who raised a ton of money for Central Valley Honor Flight.
Yeah, oh,
first
great.
Thing I said, you know, they've been accepted to Fresno State.
All right.
They're looking at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, terrific.
This green V behind us, we're talking about the green V behind the red wave.
Yes.
Was that one of the things that made you want to come back to the Valley and be the president of Fresno State?
Absolutely. It's pretty unusual, Paul, as you know, for university presidents to get to serve at home. And for me, it's just such a blessing. I mean, the timing was just exactly right because Dr. Welty had served for 22 years. So
yeah.
To have that opportunity has been a wonderful adventure. This is year six and having more fun than ever before.
Well, we'll talk about some of the things that are fun and exciting and maybe some of the challenges that you're facing too. But just hearing you throw out that number for Dr. Welty, 22 years.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the record at Fresno State for presidents.
It is. And yeah. It's a different generation. The average tenure is like 5 years now. So I'm going to try to do as long as I can. And as long as we're moving forward and other people think we're moving forward too, then I'll stick around.
Well, I was going to ask you, are you going to try to break that record?
No. I think it's very unlikely. I'll be in Hawaii by then.
Yeah, and your son Jess will be in college by then. Might be graduating college by then. Speaking of, I know he's a big Bulldog fan. How about that game last night?
Oh, my God, it was great. I missed it because we had the president of the Azores on campus for a big event, but I was on my phone checking the score, and, boy, it was a squeaker.
Is the president of the Azores coming here to the World Ag Expo?
I don't think he's able to come, but he's been in the Valley all week, and we launched a new institute that connects the Portuguese government with us. And as you know, we have a lot of Portuguese Americans here, including my wife, so she was really happy. But we had over 500 people come to the lecture last night that he delivered, and we have a lot of students now exchanging between us and the University of Azores. So it's a nice thing, a great thing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I just mentioned a couple other guys who I'm sure are excited about that, Devin Nunes and Jim Costa.
Oh, yeah.
With us later.
They've helped us with it. The Portuguese government actually invested in this, and if it wasn't for those guys and former Congressman Valadeo, it would have never happened.
Good to have credit go where credit's due there. I'm just checking Twitter to see if anyone has any questions for you yet.
Yeah.
Ask Ag the hashtag if you have questions for Dr. Joseph Castro. We're here at the World Ag Expo in Tulare. And I've had so many people come on the show, and we've learned a lot about not just Fresno State, not just Bulldog Sports, but how things all intersect with the world of ag. And you can't escape ag if you're here in the Valley.
Absolutely.
You grew up in the Valley. I mean, you're kind of in Tulare County's rival county, Kings County.
They're yes.
They even have an all-star football game against each other there.
That's right.
But what was your exposure to the world of ag as a young man growing up here?
Well, as you know, you grew up in Los Banos, and I think it was the same there as in Hanford. Is
uh-huh.
it? Everybody went to the same school in those days from all different backgrounds, and I loved that. So I learned a lot about ag through my friends who I didn't live on a farm. I was, as Mary said, I was a city guy. My mom was a beautician. But a lot of my friends, you know, had dairy. Their parents had dairies or other farms, and I learned a lot about it through them. But I'll tell you, it wasn't until I met Mary where I really understood it, because she was living it every day and grew up on dairies. And I just learned a lot just being with her. And, of course, now being president, I learn every day more and more about ag, which I love. So much to learn. And it's great. I mean, 90% of our students, Paul, come from the Central Valley. Hardly any university in the country has serves its local area like we do, and then 80% of them of our graduates stay right here. So it's really a growing our own thing, and I just love that. So much of that is based on agriculture, and so many of our graduates go into agriculture.
Well, yeah, and I know you have a special place in your heart for every segment of that, not just the top of the economic spectrum, but also the other end, and agriculture affects all of us.
Yes.
And you mentioned the diversity in your high school when you were at Hanford. And, yeah, I did have a similar experience in Las Banas, and I didn't grow up on a farm or a dairy, but a lot of my friends did.
Same thing.
That's how you learn about it.
Exactly.
And then you also had friends who might even have been working in the fields with their parents.
Yes.
And you had something recently that I don't know if some people heard about. I think it's a pretty big deal. What you did with bringing a bunch of young people from Huron on the west side of the valley to campus and letting them get the red carpet treatment, the Bulldog red carpet treatment for a day.
Yes.
Where did that come from? What was it about? And how's that going to develop in the future?
That was a great occasion. It started in the summertime when United Way and Fresno State banded together to give backpacks to all the new students in Huron. And Mary and I traveled out there with the United Way representatives. And then we invited our friend Jose Ramirez to come. And he left his training camp early to join us. And we talked with them about the importance of preparing for college. It's never too early to prepare for it. And then for their parents, that it's never too late to go back if they wanted to.
Yeah.
And so we connected with them then. And then Mary, my wife, came up with this great idea with United Way and with Troy Steiner's wife, Sean, to bring them to campus. Chevron stepped up and said, we'll pay for the buses as long as we would provide the programming. And then I funded dinner, which was great. They had a chance to see theater performance from our students. They had a chance to meet all of our wrestlers, and they loved that. They loved the theater. They got to meet Time Out. They got to hear about what it means to be a student at Fresno State and really experience it. And then the thing that I loved the most at the end of the night is that they filled a whole section of Save Mart Center, and they cheered every wrestler. They chanted the name of every wrestler and created this awesome energy. And they kicked butt that night. And I think in part it was because the kids from Huron were cheering them on. But the most important thing is that they know we believe in them and that it's possible for them. And I spoke with them. I said, hey, if a guy from Hanford can be president, you guys can be anything. And we want you to come to Fresno State. And your future is very bright if you work hard and prepare.
Well, and that's a wonderful day, a wonderful effort. So many people contributed to it.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's not going to end there. I bet you're already talking about what you're going to do next with that idea.
Absolutely. And as you probably know, we have thousands and thousands of visitors, K-12 schools and community college visitors from all over the valley every day. I mean, you bump into them, and I love that. This was a special partnership, and I'd like to do more of this with rural areas because they often come from schools that don't have the resources to get a bus and or to pay for the meals and that sort of thing. So I'd like to figure out a way to do that. United Way has been a great partner, and they're interested, and we'll look for other partners that want to do that, and hopefully some of our business partners would want to join us.
Yeah.
The campus is always open in that way, and our students love to talk with the young students. I mean, they're the role models, and so much more effective than me in saying, hey, you can do it, you know, because I'm getting old here. So, but they, you know, they're from those communities. Over half of our students, Paul, come from Fresno County alone.
Yeah.
And so they've walked that path, and they can help the students to achieve their goals.
They might be more convincing unless you have ice cream. That's the trump card. You
the ice cream helps. Yeah, I had the raspberry romance today for Valentine's Day.
Well, that's perfect. That's perfect. You mentioned the kids from Huron cheering on the wrestlers. And
yes.
We had Troy Steiner here Tuesday and spent some good time with him. We talked about how much improvement his team has made. He's got some guys that have a real chance at the NCAAs and making All-American.
Yes.
And they have one more home match Sunday at 2 against Oklahoma. We had some Vietnam veterans out here a little while ago. Veterans and active duty military get in free at the Save Mart Center Sunday, 2 o'clock. But my question for you is, who's sending the bus to Huron to pick those kids up again and bring them back to cheer?
I should call Chevron, huh? See what we can do. Yeah, we'll be there. We were at that Wyoming duel, which was just so exciting. The only thing is it was on Super Bowl Sunday, and I know a lot of people who normally go missed it, but that was a great performance. And I'm hoping we'll get a good crowd this Sunday afternoon against Oklahoma. And you can just see the I go to most of the duels, so I've just seen it even this season. And then to see what water polo is now doing, too, with Coach Benson. And yeah, it's exciting. I love the wrestlers, for me. People ask me, well, why did you make such a big deal about bringing him back? The thing that was so important for me is that I knew that we were losing Valley guys who wanted to stay home and get an education to other areas. And why would we do that when they want to stay home? And so it's all about trying to serve our Valley students. And, yeah, if they want to go somewhere else to college, I get that. But if they want to stay home and they've worked hard and they're ready, I want to make a place for them at Fresno State. So I love that we've done that. And I've noticed with water polo, a lot of local women as well. So making a difference there.
Yeah, they are. You've got two phenomenal coaches there, too, and they really have it rolling. We're up against a break, but we'll have more with Dr. Joseph Castro after this from Tulare. If you have a question for him, throw it our way on Twitter. Make sure you attach that hashtag, AskAg. We're live on the radio till 2 o'clock. Come find us in the E.M. Tharp Incorporated area. It's a giant space with all these big, shiny Peterbilts, including that Bulldog-born, Bulldog-bred, the truck that takes the Bulldog equipment to every football game all season long. We'll be back after this, brought to you by E.M. Tharp and Premier Valley Bank, right here on the home of the Bulldogs, 940 ESPN.
The 52nd Annual World Ag Expo, presented by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank. Local partners, limitless potential, continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Paul Leffler.
Well, it's been so much fun this week. Tulare is the place to be. Folks from all over the world descending on this beautiful spot in our valley. A little windy today. You might hear that in our microphones a little bit, but I'm sure you can understand what we're saying. And we've just been blessed with tremendous guests for 3 days straight. More to come. We'll hear from some folks with the Jordan College of Agriculture in our next segment at 1:15. Chris Tomlinson from the Underdogs to Wonder Dogs. He's now working in ag, a Bulldog grad, a Bulldog baseball legend. He'll be on with us. Don Pereira, who's worked hard with the Ag One Foundation, celebrating 40 years now. He'll be here along with one of his partners, Bill Vogt from Ultra Grow Plant Food. And at 1:45, Congressman Jim Costa wraps us up from Washington, D.C. If you have a question for Dr. Joseph Castro, who remains with us for another 10 minutes, you can send it our way on Twitter, the hashtag AskAg. Dr. Castro, you have so many things to be concerned with, not just the Jordan College of Agriculture, but every academic arm of your university, certainly the athletic arm. We were just talking about wrestling, a sport that you were determined to bring back and that's thriving now. People, I'm sure, are going to come up to you and talk about that great Bulldog football team that went 12-2.
Yes, hearing a lot about that today.
Well, and with Fresno State basketball beating Boise State last night, it just rekindled the memories of that snow game.
Yes.
But with athletics in general, another one of the stories that's been getting some attention is the budget situation. And we know it's not easy to be outside of the Power Five and try to compete in any sport, let alone 21 sports. What does the future look like in your mind? What needs to happen for Fresno State to grow and sustain success? And, you know, are you in real danger of having to cut sports at some point if that doesn't happen?
I appreciate the question. And, you know, we're absolutely committed to making sure all of our student-athletes have a great experience. And the reality of that is that it costs more to do that than it did even when I started as president. And the decision made by Dr. Welty, which I support, that put us into the Mountain West, that decision was a multi-million dollar decision. So we knew when that decision was made that it was going to require a greater investment of resources. And then you add on to that the nutritional needs that our student athletes have, the cost of attendance requirements. Those things all together add up to more resources. And so as a university like ours, that has stretched us. We now have doubled the investment of campus funds since I started. Mm-hmm. Some have been concerned about that. For those who are concerned, what I would say is that every single dollar that we're investing is really aligned with our mission, which is to boldly educate and empower students for success. So those would be dollars that would go for locker room improvements, like we're doing with Equestrian, or improvements in the softball diamond, which you know are needed. We're going to have to do turf at Bulldog Stadium here soon.
Yeah.
All those things add up. And from my perspective, it's just like at home, but with a lot more zeros. You have to be really thoughtful about every decision.
Yeah.
And Terry Toomey and I are committed to this group of student athletes. And the last thing that we want to do is to reduce opportunity. So right now we're doing the best we can with our campus resources, and we're trying to inspire more and more people to join us. And we are winning with integrity right now. This is a great time for people who haven't been involved to be involved.
Right.
And we're hoping that more will be inspired to get involved, because as I mentioned before, 90% of our students are from this region. So when you're supporting the Bulldogs, you're supporting our students here. And that's really what it's all about. So we'll continue to be as thoughtful about our decision-making as we can. And Terry has such a great business mind, in addition to, you know, knowing athletics and being a great guy in general. He is a great businessman, and I feel like we're in really strong hands there. And every dollar we are investing has a purpose and is moving us along.
He's Dr. Joseph Castro from Fresno State. We've got a few more minutes with him. If you have a question you'd like him to answer, that hashtag AskAg. A couple things came to mind with regard to your answer there. One, you mentioned Bulldog Stadium is going to need new turf soon. It's been over a decade.
Yeah.
And some have wondered, could a possible pathway for helping fund that be bringing in the Oakland Raiders for a year? Now, the Raiders are meeting with the city of Oakland today. It may be off the table. But earlier this week, they were saying Tucson and Birmingham are the front runners, and Valley people say, hey, why not Fresno? Talked to Terry about it a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a long shot, but what's your mindset about just the potential opportunity there?
Well, I think it'd be a great opportunity for them and for us. And if they wanted to seize that opportunity, I think we would do whatever we could to make it work. Terry has had some conversations with them. We've gotten the sense that we're not at the top of their list. But if they want to talk, I know we're ready to talk. And I think it'd be a great thing for the Raiders, and it'd be a great thing for the Valley to have that match, even if it was for 1 year. Or if they were interested in a couple of games, I mean, I think we could work with them. We'd be open to that. So we'll see what they say. They know how to reach us. we're ready when they're ready.
All right. Well, appreciate the answer and your willingness to address it. And another thing, when you were talking about, you know, the student athletes and the needs that are out there,
yes.
And one of the things you mentioned was nutritional and the training table and making sure they're fueled with the right kind of fuel. And that's what I think is really at the forefront here at the World Ag Expo. And we had this story a couple days ago. Andy Bennett from Fresno State and Roger Flugel, a dairyman down here in Tulare County, told us a story of years back when those two sources got together. They realized, hey, chocolate is the best recovery drink. What do we have here in the Valley? Milk and milk and milk for days. So
exactly.
The dairymen provide it. And it's this partnership that eliminates the need for money being spent on it, at least as much money.
Yes.
We just had Eric Wilson and Steve Malanka from My Job Depends on Ag. And Eric said, how about we take Bulldog Born, Bulldog Bred to the next level and make it Bulldog Born, Bulldog Bred, Valley Grown, Valley Fed, hashtag Feed the Dogs. His idea is, let's get more sources of nutritional products for your student athletes. Can that make a dent in that budget line if you had more people step up with nuts and fruits and some of those things the athletes need?
Absolutely. And it's such a great match. And I just want to thank all the people who have stepped up in that way so generously, not just the athletes, but also for our student cupboard. It's feeding a lot of students at Fresno State, over 4,000 for food last semester. And a lot of that's coming from our friends.
And your Valentine has done a great job with that, hasn't she?
I love her. Yeah. Happy Valentine's, Mary. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Castro, thanks so much for being out here, for taking some time with us. Where can people find you in the ice cream?
Oh, boy. I think we're out of it now, Paul. They're going to have to go to Farm Market, man. Gibson Farm Market.
There you go. Gibson Farm Market, right next to the Save Mart Center.
Yes.
Best raisins and almonds in town, too, and that Fresno State ice cream. Well, enjoy the rest of your time here in Tulare.
Thank you. Appreciate the invitation.
You bet. Dr. Joseph Castro with us here in Tulare. We're back with more guests. Another hour from the World Ag Expo. Where else do you want to be? Hurry up and join us and keep it here on 940 ESPN.
Live from the International Agri Center in Tulare, California, it's the 52nd Annual World Ag Expo on 940 ESPN. Sponsored by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank. Local partners, limitless potential. And now, here is your host, Paul Leffler.
Well, we have another hour for you here. The green V behind the red wave at the World Ag Expo in Tulare. An hour till I get to taste that peach cobbler. I'm looking forward to that. And looking forward to meeting some more folks who are part of this big picture. And we're finding out how much we all have in common this week, aren't we? So many of you love the Bulldogs. So many of you are affected by the world of agriculture, whether you realize it every day or not. Certainly we learned that with Steve Malanka and Eric Wilson earlier from My Job Depends on Ag. Great to have Dr. Castro with us for a good 30 minutes here, and he answered those tough questions. If you have some questions for any of the rest of our guests and you're not here at the World Ag Expo, you can still ask them. Use Twitter, the hashtag AskAg. And we're talking ag with a couple people who talk ag every day and have been doing so here at the World Ag Expo in Tulare this week. From the Jordan College of Agriculture at Fresno State, Dr. Steve Rocha and Michelle Perez. Now, you have a booth here. Where is it, and what will people find if they come find you?
Thanks, Paul. So in the Ag Education Careers Pavilion, over next to Pavilion E, the College of Ag has our booth space, and primarily we're looking to outreach to high school, community college students, potential students, and then also we talk to a lot of alums that come by, our proud alums, and so we get to put a proud alum sticker on them, so they really appreciate that. So it's kind of an outreach as well as for students as well as our alums, and get to see those folks, and they're always proud to come by and say hi.
And Michelle, you're wearing one of those proud alum stickers.
I am.
How many other colleges are in there in that space? Who are you throwing elbows at?
Kansas State is out there, University of Arizona, UC Davis, Cal Poly. So some big ag colleges are with us, and we're there in force. So come by and get the proud alum sticker and get some information about Fresno State.
Yeah, and then you can wear that sticker around the rest of your time at the World Ag Expo. And you just mentioned a lot of great schools, but none of them have the green V. How much do you guys, as a non-athletic part of the college, the Jordan College of Agriculture, such a great academic institution, how much do you hear about the green V?
Not too much.
I think that, you know, for us, there's a lot of pride because we know what that green means and the impact of agriculture on the valley and how that impacts Fresno State sports. And so I mentioned the alumni. I think a lot of folks, maybe whether they were actual alums of ours or just supporters, want to come by. They want to talk about sports. They want to talk about Fresno State athletics because they just have a lot of pride in the program. And I think for us, that green V, I think really is that relationship between athletics and agriculture.
Well, I'm sure that you have practice answering this question, because if you're in a room with all those other schools, that all those schools are going to get the same question. What sets Fresno State apart? What's distinctive about the Jordan College of Agriculture that students who come there are going to get that they're not going to get somewhere?
What else? Where else would you go? You know, it's like going to Egypt and studying the pyramids. You go to where it grows. And we produce, just in Fresno County, over 400 different things. And so you're going to get that hands-on experience, but you're also going to get those industry connections, those internships, those vital things that you need once you get a degree from Fresno State and from the Jordan College that are going to be very, very vital to getting a job and making a living and hopefully staying in the valley and being a proud supporter and a proud voice for agriculture.
Yeah, definitely. And I would say, too, once students visit, get some information, they realize that the opportunities on our campus, when you combine the academic side as well as the farm laboratory, you had Dr. Witte, Dr. Castro here. I mean, to have a 1,000-acre farm laboratory right on campus is very unique. A lot of folks, a lot of universities have farm facilities, but they're not right there on campus. And so when our students can go into a lecture classroom, learn about animal science, but then just step right out and walk out to a lab and actually see it and do it in the hands-on way, that's still pretty unique in many cases.
Well, it is, and I know I'm not alone. I'm sure a lot of people listening have enjoyed the fruit of that labor. No pun intended. I mean, if you go to the Gibson Farm Market, you're getting the best raisins. I send those raisins to people all over the country, and they love them. The almonds in 20 different flavors, the wine, the vinegar, the Fresno State ice cream, the milk. Man, that corn is world famous. The crimson grapes are my daughter's favorite. So, you know, you can find that all at the Gibson Farm Market. You know what else I like? And maybe you guys get this, too. It's a pocket of the country in the city. So if I end up at Chestnut and Bullard, mm-hmm. that's the best place in Fresno to watch a sunrise or a sunset because you've got the fields there, and it's, maybe the corn is growing right there, and you're looking over the top of the corn stalks, and there's the sun setting over the Sierra Nevada. What's better than that?
There's nothing. You know, and people, I think people don't realize that that's Fresno State, and that's the comment I get, like, oh, it's right in the middle of a city, and it's like... Yeah, it's Fresno State, and it's right there. It's not 2 miles down the road or 2 hours away. You pretty much go to class and go to the farm. So, yeah.
And in a few minutes, we're going to talk to a young man who's a Fresno State graduate who's working in ag now, but also did something on the diamond for the Bulldogs that we all remember in 2008, Chris Tomlinson waiting in the wings. We're talking to Dr. Steve Rocha and Michelle Perez from the Jordan College of Agriculture. And now, you know, the Jordan College has changed a little bit over the years, too. And the reason that name is on the college represents a significant act of generosity, and there are a lot of other people who have made those kind of contributions. What has that done to take the Ag College to the next level? What's different, say, today, Steve, compared to a decade ago?
Well, one of the significant things that's happened from the Jordan, the donation, was the construction of the Jordan Ag Research Facility that's right there on our campus. Mm-hmm. And so that allows our faculty, our research faculty, as well as our teaching faculty, a lot of times we have kind of shared assignments where we're doing research. And to have a facility like that, it allows us to leverage grants and competitive funding that we weren't able to do in the past. And so... it's kind of one of those situations, if you build it, it will come. You know, we didn't have that facility in the past, and so now we can be more competitive for those research dollars. That's also going to benefit not only our industry, our partners, but our students, because our students in our programs at the undergrad level as well as graduate level are then involved in that research, and the learning that takes place is a part of that. Maybe it even helps fund, in some cases, their education through assistantships and stuff. So that was really a game changer for us with that Jordan donation.
And when you're talking to these prospective students, Michelle, what are they looking for? What is it that they end up finding in Fresno State? And how important is it to keep that connection with the ag world so you don't end up isolated or teaching them things that aren't going to help them
right.
when they get out there in business?
Right. They want that hands-on experience. They want, you know, not just the classroom instruction, they want to actually do it. You know, if you're, you know, inseminating a heifer, you know, you really want...
Hey, that happens, folks. It's part of the deal.
You know, probably not the best example, but...
That's not coffee in that thermos.
That's like I always tell folks, like, you've got hands-on education, then you have hands-in education. And so we have some hands-in education at Fresno State as well.
Well, I've taken those field trips with my daughters. I've seen some of that in action. Didn't mean to cut you off, Michelle.
No,
I'm sorry.
If they want that job experience that makes them marketable once they get that degree from Fresno State, and you won't see that, you know, that's one of the great things at Fresno State, that you'll ask people that have gone to other, you know, these big-time schools, and they're like, this is the most hands-on education that you can get with the Jordan College, and that's, they want that, and then they want that job after. You know, they want the degree, and then they want the job, the career that they see that, you know, all this education that they paid for landed them. So that's one of the reasons.
And, you know, you mentioned the alumni, and people can come find you at your booth and get one of those great-looking stickers that says Fresno State Proud Alum. And, yes, it's got the Bulldog snarling there right on the corner of the sticker. And, boy, are the Bulldogs snarling right now all over the sports fields. You've got football on fire. Basketball's in the middle of a great season. Baseball starts tomorrow night. There's so much going on, but there's a lot going on in the world of ag as well. So I don't want to put you guys on the spot or make any enemies for you. I just threw out some of the things I like at the farm market that – again, what we're talking about, this is what students do, and we benefit from it because we get to go there, pay good prices for really good products. What are your guys' favorites at the farm market?
I think the a lot of times the meat products, I think, are some of my favorites. And I'm in the animal science and ag education department, and so our meat science folks, you know, those animals that you see, the cattle and the pigs and the sheep, some of those actually will, you know, live their entire life cycle there and find their way to the farm market eventually as some of our award-winning sausage. I believe we're the first, maybe still the only university in the nation to produce salami. We're kind of become well-known for that, and so there's some fantastic products there. And a lot of those products were student projects. So like the Fiesta Cheddar and the Pepper Jack, those were students who developed that product as a part of a class. It went on to compete in a national competition and won against a lot of industry competition. So in the ice cream flavors, you know, some of the favorites, the cake batter cookie dough, only a college student would come up with something like that, you know. So that's a lot of the creative kind of activities and projects the students get to do that then eventually end up in the farm market so folks in the public can see what our students are doing.
Yeah, so if you're not connected to it yet, you can get connected right there at the farm market. How about you, Michelle? Do you have a favorite?
I'm going to say the ice cream. I think the Java cappuccino chip.
Oh,
That's one of my favorites. And the ranch flavored sausage and the wines. The wine's pretty good, too.
That wine's pretty famous.
It's pretty famous, yeah.
Well, we're about out of time, but is there anything else that you want 50,000 watts worth of listeners to know about the Jordan College of Agriculture at Fresno State?
Come out to our booth. I know time's running out. Come by, get a proud alumni sticker. We're over in the Ag Education and Careers Pavilion. Mm-hmm. Come learn about Fresno State. Come learn about the farm. Support Fresno State students.
And I mentioned, Steve, the field trips, because I've done that with my daughters. And, yeah, of course, you hear, oh, it smells over there. But then you learn what's happening there and how important it is. And it is educational for those kids. It becomes more than just that sensory experience. How do people set those up? If there's someone listening, they have a school group that they want to come take a field trip, sure, what do they do?
The farm tours we offer through the Animal Science and Ag Education Department. We have an elementary school level tour, and they can get in touch with that with our department. If they just call the college, they typically can get directed to them. And teachers can set up those tours, and we have a group of our students that love showing those little kids around the farm. At the high school and community college level, those folks can talk to me, and I set up tours with a lot of different groups that are put on by our College of Ag Ambassadors. And so we do kind of the prospective student tour, and then while they're on campus, Michelle and over on the recruitment side, we can set up campus tours, and that's always an option as well.
And just to refresh my memory, when you ran through those other colleges who were competing with you over here at the World Ag Expo, you didn't mention the University of Georgia or North Carolina or Rice, right?
No, I don't believe they're there.
No.
Well, Fresno State hasn't beat again, and they beat them all in the College World Series in 2008 when Chris Tomlinson was pitching. We're going to hear from him when we come back. Dr. Steve Rocha, Michelle Perez, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, we're back after this from Tulare, the World Ag Expo. If you have questions, use that tag Ask It. Right back after this on 940 ESPN.
The 52nd Annual World Ag Expo, presented by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank. Local partners, limitless potential, continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Paul Leffler.
Back here at the World Ag Expo in Tulare, with you till 2 o'clock. If you have questions for any of our guests, throw the hashtag AskAg on Twitter, and we'll pass it along. I'm joined now by a national champion. None of us will ever forget 2008 and what the Bulldog baseball team did, winning the College World Series in Omaha in that underdog to wonderdog fashion. The Diamond Dogs, by the way, the 2019 version, open their season tomorrow night. Pete Biden Field at Bob Bennett Stadium, 6:05 against Utah Valley. But we're joined now by the star lefty in the bullpen on that national championship team, Visalia's own Chris Tomlinson. Chris, we've talked a lot about, you know, the guys you got out, the future big leaguers you struck out or got to ground out or pop out in 08. We've talked about how insane your haircut was that year. It kept getting crazier and crazier. I don't think we've ever talked about your ag business degree from Fresno State. Did you always know growing up that that was a field you were going to head into?
Yeah, you know, I'm from Visalia, family's from the Exeter area, and originally, even before I got offered a scholarship, had applied to Fresno State and gotten in. And so, when the scholarship came, and it was kind of easy to make the decision to go there, and I actually enrolled as a typically as freshman, at least back then. They kind of wanted us to be undecided so we could get some units under our belt, but I was pretty confident that I wanted to do something in ag, so I was ag business from day one, and got my degree, and actually got my degree before we won the World Series, and then after that, kind of faded off into the sunset and started a new chapter in my life.
Well, tell me about that new chapter, because, you're never going to live down 2008. That'll be etched in all of our memories forever. You're going to have to sign autographs left-handed.
Well, you
forever.
Do a good job of reminding people of the haircut, too, so I appreciate that.
Well, man, how could you forget that? Come on. But you were a good sport. I think, Holden Sprague's the one we should be blaming for that.
Yeah, exactly. Him and Berg.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't forget those nut jobs in the bullpen. And nuts and ag are on the forefront here at the World Ag Expo. So you talk about moving on to a different chapter in your life. Tell me about that. What do you do in the ag world, and how did your academic time at Fresno State prepare you for that?
Yeah, so I came out, and after the World Series, worked for my parents for a little bit, trying to kind of get acclimated and find a place to get in, and ended up with, at the time it was called Tulare Ag Products, but we've kind of rebranded into Vanguard Ag now. And so I'm a certified crop advisor or agronomist there, and working with growers and providing them products, information, services, in the field of irrigation, plant health, regulatory stuff in there, and really just working to help them make better decisions quicker or on the farm, and getting them to where they need to be.
How big of a territory do you work with?
Me personally, I work basically this what we call the southern part of the valley. So I'm mostly in Kern, Tulare, Kings, and Fresno counties. So I'm pretty close to home still living in Visalia. So I'm mostly down in this area, but we've got guys that all go all the way up through Sacramento Valley and stuff like that. So our home base here is actually in Tulare, so it's a quick jump over here from the office to get here.
Well, I really appreciate you coming by. We're talking to Chris Tomlinson from the 2008 National Champion Bulldog Baseball Team. The Diamond Dogs start tomorrow night. If you want to be out there, 6:05, we'll have it on the radio for you from Pete Biden Field at Bob Bennett Stadium. When Chris played, that run in 08 was just unbelievable, still unforgettable. And I asked you how your academic experience in the Jordan College of Agriculture as an ag business major prepared you for what you're doing now with Vanguard Ag. I'm sure a lot of your clients are listening right now, by the way, because the area you described is our listening area with this big signal. What about playing baseball and playing for Mike Batesel as your head coach? How did that prepare you for what you encounter in the job world now as a CCA and an agronomist?
Yeah, so I think just in general, balancing being a student athlete with being the student part of that, and doing both, it is a full time job, and being able to time management, making sure you're staying on top of stuff is really important. Just kind of helping you balance the two different aspects of life in college really kind of set me up to help with, making the transition to the real world and being able to have those skills. And then you throw Bates in there, and his demeanor sometimes can be a little bit gruff. So, it kind of...
Not with pitchers. He loves pitchers.
He's always smiles and rainbows when it comes to pitchers. But, you learn to deal with adversity very well. And, again, just kind of translates to real life. When times get tough, you've been there, done that kind of thing. And you're going to get through it. Maybe bump some bruises, but you'll make it through.
And maybe this seems like a silly question, but I wonder what your experience has been. Because you guys did something that no one thought was possible, that no one expected. You beat all the schools who were supposed to win the national championship, and you won the national championship. So just on that simple level of accomplishing something by working together and each doing your part that no one thought was possible, does that change the way you approach things, challenges? Would you say you're more optimistic because you've seen the impossible become possible?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it that way, but whenever you've got a lot to do, or you've got a lot going on, it's you can get, you know, a little bit stressed out, and I think you thinking back and being like, well, you know, I can get through this, I can do this, it's nothing. You know, I think that probably did set me up maybe more than I even know to do what I'm doing today.
We're talking to Chris Tomlinson. He's a certified crop advisor with Vanguard Ag, covering this part of the valley. But he's a Bulldog legend for his role on the 2008 National Championship baseball team. And I know you probably get tired of me asking you about it, because whenever I see you, that's usually what we're talking about. Last year you had the 10-year reunion for that team.
Yeah.
Then you went in the Fresno Athletic Hall of Fame in November. But aside from that, how often, really, do you think about that 2008 team and what you guys pulled off?
Yeah, last year we thought about a lot with all the festivities. You know, we got to go to the Grizzlies. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
They did the thing on the field with the Grizzlies. You know, think about it every so often. You know, you go and still got some old gear that, you know, that's sitting in the drawer, you know, and go to pull on a T-shirt and you see it and you think, man, that's pretty crazy. Or like the other day I was wearing one and it had it just had the eight teams on the back, you know, and just kind of looking at those teams and just remembering, like, man, what were we doing there? You know, and these are some of the premier baseball programs in the nation, and you know, Fresno has that history, but we hadn't been there in a while, and you know, for us to get to where we got was pretty cool, and you know, still going back to the alumni game last week, it's, you know, it's fun to get together with some of the guys. You know, a lot of times that's the only time I get to see them every year, is at the alumni game, and just reminisce a little bit and haze the new guys that come in. Can't say that word, I guess. Huh? Haze the new guys that are coming in, and you know, and just getting back into the, you know, it is one big family, baseball and Fresno State in general, and so it's a good time.
And I'm sure I've asked you this before, but you know, the people that were listening then probably aren't listening now, and we've got some people that haven't heard you before and now remembering where they were in 2008. Just heard from Dr. Rocha from Fresno State about where he was at a convention and everybody was pulling for the Bulldogs. The number one moment from that whole experience for you? Don't say the dog pile, because you came out of that black eye.
That definitely was not the highlight. You know, I think one of the coolest things was when we, you know, because I think we maybe touched on this before, but, you know, we were on the road for, I think it was like 32 straight days or something like that, you know, and so we didn't really, you know, we were getting messages from, you know, from home, kind of how crazy it was, and, you know, the support that we were getting, you know, here in the valley, but when we landed and, landed on coming home on that charter plane, and, you know, they had the fire trucks out there with the water squirting over the top of us. Most of it, I didn't know what that meant. I thought we were on fire or something. I thought we were gonna have to jump out, and so they said, no, that's a really high honor for them to do. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then the bus ride back to the field, you know, you just got people driving crazy around the bus. I don't know how we didn't get in an accident. You know, just people just hanging out the window screaming at us. And then then the parade. I mean, the parade and that whole day was just, it was. It's really the first time I think it really sunk in, and just like how big of a deal it was back here in the valley, you know, and we kind of been in our own little world focused on, you know, trying to survive another day. And at the end of it, you know, it's kind of look back at the bigger picture of everything and see how big of a deal it was here and how much support we had here. That was probably one of the biggest things for me.
Well, and that story lives on. It's still inspiring people more than a decade later. Chris Tomlinson from the National Championship Bulldog Team of 2008. Now with Vanguard Ag, and I guess I just have to ask that too. Do you get more people recognizing you now when you go out on a business call because of your role with the Underdogs to Wonderdogs, or because, you know, you used to catch passes in the Golden Black for a really good Golden West High football team? You're a good receiver. I saw you take some shots over the middle.
Yeah, I took a few. That was probably not the smartest idea, but you know. Funny thing is, most people don't recognize me because of the hair and the black eye and the mustache, and a little bit kind of blend into the crowd now. So, I mean, I'll bring it up, and then it'll click. But probably not as well known for that as I was in prior years.
I don't hear you complaining about that, but you know, if you wanted to get the notoriety again, you could just ask your wife if it's okay to bring back the skull in.
Yeah, I don't think that would go over too well. She's seen pictures. You know, that was one thing when we got together is, you know, I got together, we met her after college, and, you know, first time you meet somebody, it's like, oh, man, they're going to look on the Internet, and the first thing that's going to pop up is either a black eye or some weird haircut. And she calls me back after that, I guess maybe I got a chance.
Well, there you go. You know you found the right one.
Yeah.
When that happens.
Yeah.
See, it helped you out. Yeah. Well, Chris, great to see you always. Maybe we'll see you at the ballpark a time or two this year.
Yeah, I'm planning on making up there. Talk to Bates a little bit after the alumni game. He's pretty excited about the team they're going to field this year and hoping to do some big things. So I'm definitely going to try and make it up and see a couple games.
All right. Well, you're welcome in the booth anytime. That's Chris Tomlinson, Visalia's finest here in Tulare at the World Ag Expo. When we come back, Don Pereira and Bill Vogt from Ultra Grow Plant Food jumping aboard. We're with you till 2 o'clock from the World Ag Expo on 940 ESPN.
The 52nd Annual World Ag Expo, presented by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank. Local partners, limitless potential. Continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Paul Leffler.
Only 30 minutes left here on our third and final day from the World Ag Expo in Tulare. Coming up at 1:45, Congressman Jim Costa will join us from Washington, D.C. We started out on Tuesday with Tulare's own Devin Nunes, and we'll finish off with Jim from the other side of the aisle. They're both big fans of the World Ag Expo and big fans of the Bulldogs. So are the two gentlemen we're meeting now from Ultra Grow Plant Food, Don Pereira and Bill Vogt. Gentlemen, where's the Ultra Grow spot here at the World Ag Expo?
We're sitting in the same spot as we've been for several years. We're at M49, just off of North Street.
Sorry for all this wind here that's given us a challenge. And, Don, a lot of Bulldog folks know you from the Ag One Foundation, which is celebrating 40 years this year. Is that right?
40 years this year, and we're very proud of that. I've been on the executive board for the last six and really have enjoyed it. There's some really great people. And, Ag One is a huge supporter of Fresno State and the Ag, obviously the Ag College. And we certainly do our job to help support the athletics part of it also.
You bet. And I know you have a lot of kindred spirits around the World Ag Expo in Tulare. That wind's picking up better than ever. What's that?
It's howling.
It is howling.
It's howling now.
It is howling. I was looking for Alan here. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is howling. That's the voice of Bill Vogt. Now, Bill, Ultra Grow Plant Food, where did that come from? And how did it grow to be the big force it is right now?
Well, Don's probably better to answer that than I am. I've been there for about 4 years. And, you know, we're out of Madera, California.
Yeah.
And how long ago did it start, Don?
Say again.
When did Ultra Grow start?
Oh, we started in 1985. I've been there since 1998. And an opportunity came up with myself and my three other partners, Craig Forshee, Harold Peters, and Steve Best, to purchase the company in 2008. So we've been running it since and never looked back and very happy with how it's turned out.
Also had a bunch of young people who are raising money for Central Valley Honor Flight to help our veterans get to Washington, D.C. And you guys, Ultra Grow Plant Food, are one business that hasn't looked for any attention for it, hasn't looked for pats on the back, but I'm going to give you a big one because you've been a huge supporter of Central Valley Honor Flight, and our all-volunteer board appreciates it, and I know our veterans appreciate it, so thank you both very much.
It's one thing that we do quietly, and but we really think this is a very valuable thing, and we have to hand it to you, Paul, for putting this together. I know you're a very large part of it, and we love supporting that, and we want to thank you for doing all you do at the for the veterans and the Honor Flight.
Well, thank you. It's a big team, and it's a privilege to be part of that team, and you guys are part of that team, so I appreciate that. And, Don, you and I go way back, even though we just met the other day, because I, as a child growing up in Los Banos, I delivered newspapers, and the next block over from my house was your parents' house. I can still remember that lamppost out front, and I'd take the paper there every morning. And that brother of yours was a demanding junior high band director. Does he still say perfect practice makes perfect?
I'm sure he does. He is. Yeah, and I think almost everybody in Los Banos had him for a band teacher, and they all remember. So shout out to my brother Anthony. And
yeah.
He's retired, but I know he's still involved in the school board, and he's really just has his heart for the schools.
I'm sure he still carries around that band director baton in his back pocket. So, Anthony, yeah, I hope you're doing well. So, the World Ag Expo, y'all have been doing this for a long time here. What do you get out of it, Bill? And what have you seen that's maybe changed over the years and made it even better?
So over the years, I started coming to the World Ag Expo when I was 5 years old. So I've been coming here for 42 years and never missed one.
Wow.
So my dad was also a Fresno State grad, and he had an irrigation company out of Lindsay known as Hit Products.
Uh-huh.
And they've shown here very long time. I mean, ever since I can remember. Started out in Terrabella as Hit Systems and then moved to Lindsay as Hit Products. So as a kid, evolving over the years back, even when it was at the fairgrounds, very fun to go to. Go around. They gave away a few more free hats back then, but, you know, now you got to go and look for them and buy them. But the equipment, the technology over the years has just, you know, grown so much that every year the show seems to get bigger and bigger. And whether you're in dairy, crop production, anything to do with ag, if you're not here, you're not here.
Yeah, you're missing
not,
out.
You're not anywhere. You're missing out. So good 3 days. This is the first time it's rained at the farm show in the, I'm guessing about 5 years. And it used to be constant. You could count on it.
Well, I'm feeling the first raindrops we've been hit with all week. So we've been blessed with pretty solid weather throughout. And our crew even had the tent set up for us. We didn't need them until right now. This is just a drizzle. This is nothing big. I think those Ultra Grow plant food hats look pretty sharp. They're very colorful. You get a lot of comments on your guys' logo that shows the setting sun over a valley field, and I can't tell what crop that is. Are those cantaloupes that are in the field there? What do we have?
It's everything. It's a great logo that they've had, and we're continue to have a few around, but we're actually changing our brand this year. So when you do go by our booth, there over on M Street, if you look up at the windmill, we have our new logo up there now, which is a little more streamlined and a little more up-to-date, as we're going to put it, just to go with the new products that we
so
have.
So you're telling me the logo I'm praising is a collector's item now, and
absolutely,
that's where the value is going to be.
It is a collectible, correct.
And what's the new logo? I have to go to your website to check it out?
You know, we're here, and you can probably almost see it on the... Yeah, you're probably going to have to go to our website.
Oh, I'll come by your booth. I've been here at EM Tharp Incorporated all week. I'll swing by your booth and say hi to Craig and Steve before we take off here. Now, Don, I wanted to ask you, because, yeah, you're one of the partners with Ultra Grow Plant Food, but your degree at Fresno State was not in ag.
No, actually, I majored in accounting and got my BS in accounting and worked for a couple of CPA firms, and somehow, somewhere, I ended up in accounting and ag and ended up at Ultra Grow, and it's been a great deal. I've always done accounting and controllership, and but it just happened that it worked out for me that I ended up in the ag business, so, and I'm very happy.
Well, and we talk about, you know, we had Steve and Eric on earlier from My Job Depends on Ag, and there's a great example. When you talk about jobs in agriculture, it's not just out in the fields or, you know, at the dairy. Sometimes you get your hands dirty with pencil lead and calculations and all those eraser shavings. Do you ever have a chance to talk to people about that, to help them understand that just beyond the obvious, how far-reaching the impact and the ripple effects of agriculture can be?
Well, yes, and it's especially here in the valley, it reaches to everybody, and everybody's touched by it, no matter what business you have or what you do. If ag has a bad year, it trickles down, and everybody kind of has an off year, one way or another. I know car dealers can definitely see it, and you know, actually people like myself in a fertilizer or an ag chem business, they feel the effects. So we really do need ag in this valley, and we really are thankful we have such great land, and you know, being the richest land in the world. We're just so fortunate to be here.
Amen, and this rain's going to help with that a little bit.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Don Pereira and Bill Vogt, Ultra Grow Plant Food. You can check out their booth here at the World Ag Expo in Tulare. Bill, you said 42 years in a row you've been at this thing since you were 5 years old, so I won't ask you how many ribeye sandwiches you've eaten. But speaking of food, what took the cake for you this year? What was number one on your list?
Oh, boy, that's hard to say. I'd say, Emmanuel has a very good chicken and vegetable plate. That it's a sandwich, but I make it into a plate, you know, the card thing. But that's pretty tasty, and the ribeye steak sandwich is always, you know, the only reason you can't get that is if the line's too long. And, I mean, it's out there and it's away. But, yeah, it's good, and I've heard, and I waited till this afternoon, there's a pretty good peach cobbler out there with some ice cream all about.
You're saying you never had one before?
Oh, I've had one.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm waiting now, so I don't have one every day.
Yeah. You know, I got that tip from my mother-in-law yesterday, get the peach cobbler. So I might be doing that before I head out of here in a little bit. Is there anything else that you guys want people to know about maybe what you see coming in the future for agriculture, or specifically how your products at Ultra Grow play into it?
Well, Ultra Grow wise, yes. I deal a lot with FFA.
Yeah.
I have a daughter that's a senior in high school right now, Drew, so she's looking around the colleges and everything. And with the FFA presence on the fairgrounds, every day they've had kids from FFA, whether they be in different sections or regions, come out, and I believe they're taking surveys. So if you see an FFA kid, you know, walk up to them and talk to them and make them talk to you, because FFA teaches kids to approach people. They become good talkers. They know what's going on, and they're our future of ag.
Yeah.
And so looking at all the colleges, Fresno State is definitely one of the best ag colleges out there to go to, and it's right here in our backyard.
What high school does your daughter go to?
She goes to Emmanuel in Reedley.
Uh-huh.
Funny they have the chicken sandwich there, too, but, yeah, you know, that's our little shout-out.
Funny how that works.
It works out well, and the FFA programs here local, there's a lot of seniors out there right now looking at colleges, looking to go to which college to go to, and we've had other graduates last year, one of them, Adam Simonian Farms there. He goes to Fresno State, so a little shout-out to Adam.
Yeah.
And that's where our future's coming, and technology, I mean, whether it's drones, precision ag, precision applications, you know, a plant-ready fertilizer, we can fit it all into that, too. So,
yeah, in fact, I've seen those T-shirts. Is that you guys that came up with the T-shirts that are kind of a riff off the Apple products? Or did you just jump on board with that?
But
it doesn't say iPad or iPod or iPhone. It says iFertilize.
Oh, iFertilize. There you go. I believe that's Don's baby.
Oh, is that your baby, Don?
I have to blame that on my wife. She actually... She came up with that one day, and I gave everybody a T-shirt, and it kind of stuck. So we're kind of proud of that. So,
well, if you throw it up on My Job Depends on Ag, maybe it'll spread like wildfire around.
I fertilize.
Well, guys, you fertilized a lot here at the World Ag Expo, and again, thank you for your fertilization and support of Central Valley Honor Flight. Great to spend some time with you, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful weather.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, too, Paul.
Bill Vogt, Don Pereira, Ultra Grow Plant Food here at the World Ag Expo. When we come back, Congressman Jim Costa joins us from Washington, D.C. here on the home of the Bulldogs, 940 ESPN.
The 52nd Annual World Ag Expo, presented by E.M. Tharp, the transportation people, and Premier Valley Bank. Local partners, limitless potential, continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Paul Leffler.
Boy, these 3 days have gone by so quickly. So many fantastic guests. Thanks for everybody from the world of Bulldogs and the world of ag that have spent some time with us, helping us understand the power of that green V behind the red wave. And we're joined now by a gentleman who certainly understands that. He is on the Agriculture Committee in the House of Representatives. He's also a proud Bulldog. And I know he's proud of those young ladies from his district who were here earlier, the FFA students from Las Banas who are supporting Central Valley Honor Flight. He's been a big supporter of that, too, and a help in giving our veterans the best treatment in Washington, D.C. He's Congressman Jim Costa. Jim, it's a little windy here in Tulare. How's the weather in D.C.?
Well, the weather's been actually a little bit better here on Paul and, in Washington, although we may get a little rain here this weekend and snow they're talking about. But I am very much envious of you being able to cover what is the largest international ag exposition in the entire world in our own San Joaquin Valley. And I know the exhibits and the participation of not only our future farmers, but clearly of all the ag organizations that make it such a great three-day event is an event that, frankly, we all look forward to. You know, last year I was there with the Secretary of Agriculture, and it was a sunny day. And I guess you folks have been getting some rain, but that's actually kind of good because we need it, and we need the snow in the mountains.
Amen. We've got plenty of that snow, too, and it's so beautiful, as you know, Jim. I'm sure you'll see it when you get back here. Let's take a moment to say, how about them Bulldogs? How much fun have you had in the halls of Congress this year bragging on Fresno State?
It's just been a great season, not only the football season, 12-2, and with winning the Freedom Bowl, Coach Tedford and the team are really a reflection of the Valley pride that we all share. And the basketball team's doing well, and so are the women's basketball team and the softball team. And I read today in the paper that the baseball team is getting ready to get out there, and we have a chance to get, is it the 700th victory or 800th victory for Coach?
800th, yeah.
800. Wow, isn't that incredible? And so it's
it is.
Really a reflection of Valley Pride again, that V, that green V that you speak of. I think we all share in it, you and myself, and so many of us have an agricultural background, in my case, three generations. I've been farming in the Valley from Tulare to Kings County to Fresno County, and that's still my primary source of income. So, you know, it's wonderful tribute to the hardworking farm families and, of course, the farm workers and the farm communities that all have, for generations, worked so hard to make our valley the number one agricultural region in America and really world-renowned. And, of course, the International Ag Exposition is a reflection of that. And so is Fresno State, you know, the really one of the top ag schools in the nation. When you look at the importance of the Dairy Institute, the Enology Department, the Viticulture Department, training future winemakers that are making, you know, some of the best wines in the country. And you go to the Sid and Jenny Craig School of Business. But the real combination of, as President Joe Castro likes to say, be bold, and the business portion of the ag school is really training the leading agriculturalists for the future. And so many have graduated there and done so well and been able to continue to make California agriculture the leader in the country.
We're talking to Jim Costa, Democratic congressman from Fresno, now part of the majority in the House and on the Agricultural Committee. And, Jim, we only have a couple minutes left, but we started out Tuesday with your colleague Devin Nunes, and he talked about rubbing in Fresno State's win over Boise State to some colleagues from Idaho. But I also asked him about the most pressing ag issues that he saw, so I want to give you the chance to address the same thing as you move forward as part of the House leadership on this issue. What are the issues that you think are going to be most important to ag in the year ahead?
Well, when it comes to California agriculture, there are three primary issues. Obviously, there's a whole lot of other issues that agriculture is interested in, but it really gets down to water, labor, and our trade issues. That's not to say that other issues that include health care, that involve taxes, that involve a whole host of other important areas aren't essential to agriculture's ability to meet those challenges. But if you don't have enough water, we can't grow the crops. And as we say, where water flows, food grows. And clearly having a reliable workforce as having a reliable water supply is essential. You can have all the water in the world, but if you don't have the reliable workforce, then it's a real challenge. And of course, we produce more than we can consume every night. You know, no one does it better than the California farmers, dairymen, and ranchers in putting dinner on America's putting the food on America's dinner table. And but we produce more than we can consume, and so you know, our markets. So while we're the number one dairy industry in the nation, our ability to export our products to Mexico and elsewhere, the same with our 70% of the world's almonds, 50% of the world's pistachios, our access to China and to India and to European markets are critical if we're successful. And that's why these trade wars are, I think, a real challenge, because no one ever wins a trade war. So this agreement on NAFTA 2 is important. Mexico and Canada combined constitute more trade than the next eight nations combined. And so we need to get that ratified this year on trade. We need to try to see if we can get some sort of immigration reform done, although that's going to be difficult. And on water, I'm hopeful that we're going to get to reinstitute the WIN Act. It has another 2 years. I think we'll be able to move more water this year south because of the good snowpack and because of the flexibility that the WIN Act has created. But we need to look at additional reservoir supply, both in Temperance, Racine, San Luis, and Shasta. We need to, the governor's talking about one tunnel now, but I think that's going to be a challenge to move the sort of water we need to move through the Delta. But, and then we've got our groundwater challenges with Sigma. And so all of those are, we're going to have to use all the water tools in the water toolbox. We've got a new governor. We've got to hopefully get him involved in a way that is constructive towards solving these water problems and using all the water tools in the water toolbox.
Well, thanks, Jim. And we're out of time, but I want to thank you for continuing to tell people the Valley's Ag story, continuing to tell them the Bulldog story. And again, thanks for your support of Honor Flight. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for the good work you do, Paul, not only on behalf of California agriculture, but on behalf of our Fresno State Bulldogs. Go Dogs, and thank you for all the work you do on the Honor Flight. Those men and women who have served our nation, we can never, ever say thank you enough for.
I'm with you there, Jim. Thanks so much. That's Congressman Jim Costa from Washington, D.C. We're out of time. It's been a great 3 days at the World Ag Expo. Big thanks to Russell Cook in Fresno, to Vivian and Noah out here, and our whole 940 ESPN team, especially E.M. Tharp Incorporated for hosting us. Goodbye from the World Ag Expo in Tulare on 940 ESPN.